episode is brought to you by ITVX. Whatever it is you're looking for, from hard-hitting drama to side-splitting comedy, ITVX marks the spot. There's so much to discover, like the total comedy genius show Changing Ends, starring little old me, Alan Carr. Or the groundbreaking new relationship show My Mum, Your Dad, hosted by Davina McCall. Stream free with ITVX, the UK's freshest streaming service.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
And Joe and Skid are coming round. Sydney and Kate have rolled into town. Matthew's still a big hairy clown. And your old buddy Troy is here.
That ended a lot stronger than I thought it was going to.
I never know what it's going to say. Anybody else drinking Nog tonight? Where are my Nog heads?
Woo!
Oh,
suspiciously quiet response. No Nog.
Little Nog with Merlot is a nice mix.
Nog and Merlot.
It's really sitting good in my stomach. I smell like a creamy hen house right now. My wife the other day was like, you are... what they're calling now an end-of-year consumer. Have you heard of this expression?
No, I have not.
It says, like...
But it sounds right.
It sounds right. Basically,
I trust Sam and these guys.
I agree with your wife.
From middle November to, like, New Year's and beyond, I eat with reckless abandon, everything in sight. I spend money on Christmas gifts like I have a limitless supply. I drink horrible combinations of liquor and too much of it, and then I'm like, I'll deal with it in January. That's the end-of-year consumer. Who else is like that? Anybody? All right. I don't feel so alone.
Do you choose not to consume razors at this time of year?
What?
We're going to talk about it.
How could we not?
Why did we bring it up?
We're going to talk about the beard in the room.
We can talk about the beard in the room. What was I going to say? Could we turn the heat up a little bit?
That's a joke. Please don't.
Feels real good with the beard.
Beard and sweater. Good combo. Turtleneck.
This will be our itchiest show ever.
I took Joe on one of my overdue it nights last night, and I think I broke him.
Yeah. I'm in bad shape.
Yeah. We started out at a fancy cocktail bar where I had a Manhattan followed by a White Russian. Followed by a mezcal margarita. And he was trying to keep up. And then it didn't go so well for you.
It did not go so well.
I went to the con. I came back around noon, and he was still in bed, just, but we're here now.
We made it.
We've once again sold out City Winery here in Philadelphia.
Best city on the tour.
This is... We love ending the year here. This is our annual tradition, the Glass Cannon Live Christmas extravaganza.
Yeah, it's the Christmas party!
If you are coming here tonight and you are not in the Christmas spirit, I promise you, you will leave feeling it in your bulge. You will feel Christmas in your bulge. And if you don't celebrate Christmas because maybe you're a different religious tradition, you will leave here Christian. That's my guarantee.
That's a guarantee.
That's our promise to you. You will be Christian. A lot of people don't know that the Glass Cannon Network is a Christian only.
Yeah, that's right. We're evangelical in our approach.
One of our first shows this year was at a church, and everyone was sitting in pews.
That is true.
And at the end, there's a baptism, so stick around, and you'll all get to come get dunked. So it's fun.
We're gonna bathe Joe in wine. Yes, but Christians only. I'm very excited to be back in this trash bag of a city. It's always fun, and I've got so much Christmas in my heart. Your city and your terrible sports teams can't even bring me down. But how has your week been? Because I didn't see you guys last night. The three of you in Sydney were out bopping around while Joe and I were drinking every liquor in the city of Philadelphia.
Well, we went out to watch football last night, and I guess it was around 9:15, something like that. Matthew's like, "Where are you guys?" And I was like, "We're at Fido." We were at Fido, and I was like, "Come by." No response.
Nothing. We were all in bed.
Not surprised.
We were all in bed.
In the same bed.
In the same bed.
I found out the next day. At the time he sent that message, he was already in his kerchief and Ma in her cap. And they were settling their brains.
Now, what did you guys do? You were back in the hotel, you were all in the same hotel room doing what?
Well, we got ramen.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
You got ramen.
Where did we go, Kate?
You got robbed?
No.
No, ramen.
Ramen.
Terakawa.
How much did you pay?
Terakawa. It was really great. We had some delicious ramen.
I'm probably saying
ramen.
It wrong. I
don't remember the name.
Starts with a T.
I Googled. We said it right. Okay, you said it right.
And then we went to a Christmas-themed bar.
We went to Tinsel.
And then we quickly left.
And then where did we go? Oh, we went to a pub.
The pub next door.
We had a great time. I don't know what Troy is talking. We had a great time. I love Philly. Yeah. We had a really good time.
We did. We went home at like 7:30.
Sydney and I had our own shopping montage at one point.
We had a shopping montage where we tried on outfits and we were like,
That's
and we fun. Like it was great. That's
we also we went to the Mütter Museum.
Oh yeah, we went to the Mütter.
That was all the same day.
It was a very intense experience for a lot of reasons.
I didn't like it. I went in, I saw the skulls, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then by my seventh wet tumor, I was like, I'm going to go to another museum.
Is this the one that Rocky runs up the steps for?
No. I mean, if he died doing it, that's where they'd put him.
I think he would want to run away from the megacolon.
I feel bad because I really talked up the Mütter. I like it. I've been there before, and I was like, it's such a cool museum. I guess I didn't really say what it was at all, and Skid went and was like, what the fuck is this?
I went, I was like, I'm going to another museum, and I think they thought I was joking, and I wasn't.
He was gone.
Skid just disappeared.
I went to the Museum of the American Revolution, which is a museum I really like. And I got to see George Washington's tent, and they all made fun of me because it was really emotional for me, and I defy you to go see George Washington's tent and not tear up a little. It was amazing.
That's totally normal.
Yeah.
What was it about the tent? Was it the make?
Well, they show you the movie about the history of the tent. You're in this movie theater.
We asked it about that. We were like, why is the tent so special?
No, they show it, and it's like being...
Stop laughing at him.
Yeah, you did enough of it last night. So they show a movie about the tent, and it's like narrated by Peter Coyote, which is like already like going to pluck at anyone's heartstrings. And then they show the movie, and then it's just like after the movie, it's just like we have to be very, very careful with the tent. Like we can't expose too much light. We want to preserve it for generations to come. It's just like, okay. And then at the end of the movie, Peter Coyote stops talking, and they lift the movie screen up, and the tent is sitting there behind the screen. And I am not joking. People were audibly crying in the audience.
The tent died of natural causes at 86 years old.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we were looking at a tumorous penis.
Right. I didn't want... Yeah.
Wait, did you say tumorous penis?
I did.
That's fun.
I pointed out...
Did it bring a tear to your eye?
Throw
Matthew?
That on the gram?
It gave me some feelings.
I did, Matt. There was like a lull in conversation at the Mütter. And I look at Matthew and I just go... That penis is way too big. I feel like if you live in Philly, first date's gotta be at the Mütter. You just gotta go there, get it out of the way, and then if there's a second date, you know they're the one.
You play your cards right, I'll show you a tumorous penis.
Were we all in a date with you? Is that what you're saying?
Did any of us pass?
Well, Skid failed.
Skid failed.
I did.
Skid,
fail.
Yeah, Skid failed.
No second date.
Skid will not get a second date.
No, that's fine.
You, are you glad to be home?
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm so excited! I love this show. You love this show.
I do love
you
this
love
show.
This show. It's the last show of the year. It's Christmas time. It's just special. I said this a few years ago. It reminds me of when I would, you know, come home from college. You know, when I come home from New York when I was working in my 20s. I always came back here at this time of year. It's the best. And my whole family's here.
Yeah.
My whole family's here. Wave your hands, you maniacs.
Oh, they're over there. They're over there.
Probably all spread out. Yeah.
They all have two drinks in each hand.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Dad's got a Bud Light in each hand.
I'm a big tradition guy, and this has become a part of our tradition now, coming every year during our Reading Terminal, doing PAX Unplugged, selling out shows left and right.
And City Winery 2 years in a row. Thank you, City Winery.
Thank you,
this
City
is
Winery.
Awesome. Feels like home.
Yep.
And the Sydney did that.
I helped.
And, Kate and a professional set decorator, if you can't tell.
I went to art school.
You helped? Went to art school.
Yeah,
this was
I
a
helped.
Two-person job.
I do sets for films. You can tell.
All right. It took two people to string these lights.
We end these shows. We say, we'll see you next year. And we walk off stage and we never get to say thank you to everybody. I know a lot of you here tonight came to a bunch of shows this year. We sold out like half a dozen shows. I felt like, after last year, we're really getting back in the groove. So thank you guys for everything you do. We got a new campaign out that's getting a lot of views from y'all. We appreciate it. Tell your friends. Keep coming to our live shows. Let's play pretend.
Let's do it!
Hold on to your wieners, because it's recap time. Give me some Christmas recap music.
Ooh.
Something snowy.
Something. When I was walking in Memphis.
Did he have a Christmas album?
I think so.
Well, in the song, they do ask if you are a Christian child.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I am tonight.
Darling, I am tonight.
Darling, I am tonight.
Because they're at one of our shows.
Right. Right. They have to be.
Yeah, you're
this
legally.
One this one is called Christmas Suspense.
No, ooh. It's not. Ooh. It's not.
It's suspense for the holidays.
Is Santa coming down the chimney?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Is mommy kissing him? Ooh.
What?
What? It's a it's a song.
I know, but it's a weird song.
I think a lot of people don't know what that song's about. You know, it's the dad is dressed up as Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah.
And the little kid sees
his
mom.
I mean, that's one way of interpreting it.
You're, you're blowing my mind.
The little boy sees Santa kissing his mom, but it's his dad dressed as Santa Claus. So he's like, wait till I tell my dad.
Well,
mom was making out with Santa, but it was dad all along.
Yeah, see,
thank God we have you here to explain Christmas songs.
Kate and Sydney had no idea until this moment.
Also, I have never heard that song explained with a suspenseful underbelly.
Yeah. That's true.
It sounded way more ominous.
No, because what it's actually about is an old fat man breaking into someone's house and cuckolding a man. That's what it's about.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
It was Christmas Eve.
I'm sorry.
I looked over at the clock. It was 10:04. I heard a noise downstairs. I walked down. See my mother filleting Santa.
I saw
the Christmas was never the same.
Most of you in this room know the story by now, even the servers. It's a requirement. You have to listen to like the last 10 episodes.
They get hazard pay for that.
Ours is a story of five heroes who are trying to stop a man from summoning a cosmic deity into the world to destroy it. Classic Christmas tale. This man, Count Hazerton Lowles IV, having been disregarded by the academic community he so wanted to be a part of, began delving into knowledge no man should have and became infected by this alien being, a great old one, known as Jamin Dor. Now, as Jamin Dor's servant, the Count is traveling far away from his home to find a book called the Necronomicon, because within that book is the knowledge he needs to take this plan to the next level. Now, our heroes have been close on Lowell's heels for the past few sessions, and they've been exploring the home of one of Lyle's associates, an alchemist by the name of Myacnean Munn. It appears Mr. Munn is no longer at the former prison infirmary he turned into his home/laboratory, but he's left behind several inhabitants to keep watch for him. One such inhabitant is an alchemical construct known as a Hollow One, a construct made in Munn's image. A very polite version of this Hollow One greeted our heroes when they came to the house, and they didn't attack until you disobeyed him. You fought another one last month in St. Louis, 2 months ago in St. Louis, and this one raged immediately when it saw you. Much different personality. You fought another construct downstairs that had syringes for fingers, a vicious ochre jelly, and then you uncovered a hidden grotto deep below the infirmary, inhabited by residents of the Darklands, known as Darrows. You found these handwritten receipts from Munn to these Darrows, like they're working together, but you don't know why. So after clearing out the downstairs, you head back up to explore the upper floors. In the first room, after dispatching this angry Hollow One, you begin looking at these strange paintings on the walls of Munn's study. There are four paintings, one on each wall. Suki, played by Sydney, looks at the one. No time to cheer.
Please hold your applause.
Yeah.
Please
hold your applause till the end. Thanks, Kate, and the three people who wooed.
Yeah, no one really jumped at it. I left a pause. Suki, played by Sydney, looked at the one on the west wall, that of an angular landscape, which might be some buildings or some demented space. Ethel and Atticus, played by Matthew and Joe, respectively, looked at the one. Calm down.
That was more woos, Sydney.
Shut
if you were counting.
Up.
If you were counting.
But if you divide the woos by two of you, it's probably the same amount of woos.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Technicality.
You dummies looked at the one on the north wall, and it was a hyper-realistic painting of a sunken, submerged city. You saw strange lights in the sodden streets that appeared to be glowing on this painting. Aldo, played by Skit. Guess we know whose dice set sold tonight.
All right. Thank you all. It all goes to the children.
I kind of...
Yeah, my children.
Or our children.
Yeah. Troy's and Matthew's and Joe's children.
Aldo.
I kind of want a Skit dice set.
They're really nice. I think they're super nice.
But. Yep. Aldo looks at the one on the eastern wall. He sees a stage in a grand theater upon which some mad cavorting dance is taking place. And finally, Eris, played by Kate. Is this Kate Country?
Hey. I'm so sorry.
Kate looks at the one, not at Kate, Eris looks at the one on the south wall. Perhaps
Kate.
The most unsettling painting of all, depicting a gruesome cloaked figure standing in a blasted alien landscape. Snakes writhe from beneath the folds of its cloak, and it reaches out a clawed hand from one of its billowing sleeves. As you stare at these paintings, you become transfixed and almost drawn into these paintings. Suki, you begin to have the sensation of being engulfed in the obscene angles and architecture of this unknowable place. Your pulse starts racing, sweat beads on your forehead. Ethel and Atticus, you both have the sensation of being pulled down into the painting's sunken city. You start to feel out of breath and slightly nauseous. Aldo, as you stare at the limbs and stretched faces of the dance within the painting, you start to notice that every time you look at one part of the painting and then look back at it, the scene changes ever so slightly, and you yourself find yourself almost swaying to a music that only you can hear. Meanwhile, Eris, you are pulled directly into this blasted, dark, alien landscape, and you come face to face with the horrible demonic figure in the painting, who is now standing directly behind you.
I need to make a new character right now, right? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Suki, Atticus, Ethel, and Aldo, roll a will save.
Oh.
Hold on. Let's talk about bottle caps.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I said last time when Matthew was cheating that there would be no more bottle caps for the rest of the year. But I've decided to have a change of heart. Because it's Christmas. However...
This bodes really poorly for us.
I only have four to give out, and there are five of you.
What? How many do you guys have?
No, everyone has zero.
We don't have any.
I have one.
Nope. Everything's been cleared out.
That's not fair.
Clear it out! You all currently have zero, but I have four to give out. Choose a number between 1 and 100. Whoever goes closest, you can go over or under, gets a cap. Whoever is furthest away doesn't. I wrote down a number before the show on this piece of paper. Suki, give me a number. Not Suki, you. What's your name?
Sydney?
Yes.
I say, well, that's a fun one. I'm going to say 16.
16 for
Fuck, I should have said 69.
Joe?
I'm going to go with 55.
You.
Oh, see.
I'm going to say 55.
You were going to say 55?
Do you want to price this item and do 54?
That doesn't matter. I'm going to do 69.
Whoa!
Such a panderer.
Yeah.
Matthew? I'm going to roll for it.
Oh.
That's fun.
66.
Oh.
And Skip.
John Elway, number 7.
The correct answer is 81. Skid does not get a bottle cap.
Wow, that's a high number.
Well, I got 2 Super Bowls, so.
And a restaurant chain, I believe.
And a restaurant chain, which is pretty good. And the car dealership.
What did you roll, Sydney?
I forgot to roll. I was.
What
so...
are we rolling?
Who
will saves.
Can it be fortitude?
No.
Okay.
What'd you get there?
I got a 33.
That's pretty good.
Oh, no.
See.
33. Good for you, Sid.
Move away from me. Sit further away.
The sensation of being overwhelmed by this strange place that you're seeing weighs on you. In fact, it's going to weigh on your mind for some time. You are stupefied one for one day.
Ooh, wow.
With a 33?
Yes.
Damn it!
Jay,
was that a failure or was that a success?
Don't worry about it.
Or do we know? Oh, cool. So much giving.
Well, I was on the fence, but now I'm definitely using my bottle cap.
Oh.
I rolled a natural 1.
Holy
Philly Joe is back, baby. Come on! I can't do this stupefied shit, man. Flat checks for every spell. Flat checks for every spell!
You don't know if it's stupefied. You're looking at a different panic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe
I'll stick with the net.
I'm sure it will be fine.
Sure it'll be fine. Poop! That is a 27.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Ethel, what did you roll? Because you guys are looking at the same painting.
A natural 20, my friend.
Oh! Give it to you. You are like snapped out of it. You can feel yourself being pulled into this city, and you're like, oh, you pull yourself back. You, however, do not. You start to think about your time on the boat. You think about the times when you were just alone on the deck, looking out into the water, maybe looking for boats behind you, boats ahead of you. Then you start thinking about that water, and you start feeling really anxious and scared of water. Oh, come on. What did you roll?
Me?
Yeah.
I rolled a natural 2.
Oh!
So a 20. I would be tempted to use a bottle cap here. And I might have one if John Elway had been assigned a higher number in high school.
So I guess we really know whose fault this is.
I know who to blame.
All right. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to roll a second will save as you start, like, dancing.
29.
You made it.
Oh.
Thank God.
You were being targeted by the spell Uncontrollable Dance.
Oh.
Okay? But you failed your initial save, so you not only have the urge to join the painting's dance, but any dance. As success, except the creature also becomes cursed to feel the urge to dance whenever they hear music or can see other creatures dancing.
Well, I'll take that one.
I mean, that just describes Skid in real life.
I know, I've been living with that exact curse my entire life.
That's Skid to a T. When the urge returns, the creature attempts another saving throw against Uncontrollable Dance, except you use the result 1 degree of success better than what you rolled. So, kind of a best-case scenario for you.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Eris, you find yourself alone in a landscape with this horrible creature. Please go to the map, everyone.
Oh.
Let's see what you see.
Oh, oh no!
Roll for initiative.
Oh, my God!
Wait, I didn't see it. Can you show me again?
Should we roll? Are we involved? Or is this going to be a head-to-head duel?
You guys can roll, or you can take five.
Wait, so it came out of the... It came out. It's in the room, right?
You don't know.
What?
You're sweating.
I mean, I'm seeing maybe chicken hands.
Hands and snakes.
Hands. Not bad, not bad, not bad.
Talons?
What did you get there? Urus.
32.
Don't forget your battle cry.
And... I've got a feat called Battle Cry, which what it does, I'm gonna tell you.
Please.
When I roll initiative, I'm gonna yell a mighty battle cry and try to demoralize an observed foe as a free action. So I'm gonna try to demoralize you.
All right, go ahead. That's gonna be against my will DC, I believe.
Let me see.
Yes.
Yes. How do you know that?
I know a couple.
Troy just told me.
Oh, okay. Natural 20.
Oh!
Wait for you to get it on. Can you believe that? Like, I demoralized that.
What is the total?
Plus my intimidate, 40.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
40.
He turns around and sees Eris and is like, ah!
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck?
40.
Like the neck mouth you see under the cloak, and you see her chicken hands.
He's just like
the hand standing up.
This is like Godzilla versus Gabra or something. This is so funny.
So a 40 would be a regular success, but because you rolled the natural 20, it would be a critical. It's now frightened 2.
Yeah. Amazing!
That makes sense. This is frightened 2. Oh, no matter that thing. That thing's so scared. Frightened 2. Oh, snake guy.
Don't mess with Eris.
What did you roll, Ethel?
Natural 1.
Oh, my God. The highs and the lows.
For a 19.
19, Aldo.
I got a 33.
33, Larry. Atticus.
Larry.
33.
Oh.
Oh. That's actually a 21 for Ethel. Sorry, I forgot. I forgot my battlefield surveyor.
Suki.
Got a 38 with my incredible initiative.
Ooh. Ooh. Is that your new accent?
Yeah. What?
You guys rolled really well. You did not roll as well as my 41.
That is. You just make things up here.
41. Let's get down to business. It reaches out towards you.
Yeah.
You can feel its snaky tendrils reaching into your mind, dulling your senses, making you feel like a baby.
What?
Stupid
what?
Baby. Give me
what?
A will save.
Okay, it's fine. This is fine. Okay. 31.
Is that your final answer?
What do we think?
Say a higher number.
Higher?
Higher number.
Just add 5.
I think
higher!
I'll have to use my hands are so sweaty. What could it possibly do? It's frightened too.
I know, it's so scared. So scared of you.
Don't let him bully you.
31's a pretty good roll.
I'm gonna keep it. I feel like it could be worse.
Yes.
And
yes.
I want to save it for that.
He's trying to trick you.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Yeah, don't forget
the Joe O'Brien story.
Take it from Joe.
It could be worse. However, you are stupefied 2 for 1 round.
Oh, that's not good for
stupefied
you.
Stupefied 2 for 1 round. Not a great thing to have as a caster.
Stupefied.
Final action.
Oh shit!
It will reach out with its other hand, and a snake comes out to try and bite you. Fuck.
Nice.
26 to hit.
That's my AC.
Is that including the frightened minus 2?
2040.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
On Christmas. No
I way. Love Christmas!
All right. That is the end of its turn. So here's what it looks like to all of you. You see the creature in this room. You think you have been transported to another place.
Oh, awesome.
And you can all fight the creature. It is Suki's turn.
Huh. Oh, okay, okay. Does it seem like... I turn around. I hear that, you know, I hear something or whatever. I turn around. Does it seem like Eris doesn't see us then? Like, is she like...
Yeah.
Okay. So she... We're not in there. We're not, like, in the space with her. She just doesn't even see us.
No. You heard her yell, her battle cry. But, like, if you look at her, there's no there there. She's just kind of staring at this creature. What do you do?
Okay. Okay. I am stupefied, but not stupid. And I'm going to cast Lightning Bolt. And first, I'm going to make a flat check. And I'm going to pass it. And I did.
Okay.
Nice.
So you have to make a basic reflex save.
Basic reflex save. Ooh, tweener. 40.
God.
It's a 40. A critical success?
Are you joking?
No, I don't joke.
No, it's not a critical success, but you do succeed.
Okay.
Half damage. So you take half damage. So let me just roll.
What's the DC of your save?
Sure it's.
Is it? It's a 29.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
That's a critical success.
40.
40 is 11 higher than 29.
She'll get there.
10. 10's a crit success, and that's more than that. So let me just... Nothing happens.
Nothing happens. Do you have any other actions?
Yes. I command Pepsi. My awesome fucking snake. And thank you to Laura who made me this amazing 3D printed Pepsi snake. And I'll set the record straight right now because I've never said it on air or live. Pepsi is a green boa constrictor. So my green boa constrictor... this is not to scale.
That looks like it could fit on an arrow,
doesn't
it?
This could fit on an arrow.
You could just put that on an arrow and shoot it to another ship.
This Pepsi's...
Maybe a ballista crossbow.
This Pepsi's cannon. So I'm going to command Pepsi, and now Pepsi... it's weird, I don't see Pepsi on the map. Oh, there he is. My sweet, sweet boy is going to go up to this guy who's so scared, and he's going to take a chomp.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, attack away.
That's a 29 to hit.
29 to hit?
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Nice. Yes. There you go. Nice.
Okay, all right. My boy. My sweet baby boy.
My sweet baby boy.
All right, so that's going to be 12 points of piercing damage as
nice.
He into one of the... Oh, the snake bites the snake. He's going to bite one of its snaky tendrils, and he just...
Oh.
Yeah. Snake on snake.
Snake on snake.
Snake on snake.
And that's my turn.
That's your turn. Pretty good. Pretty good, Suki. Aldo, you're up.
Aldo is hoping that no music happens right now. he's going to move into a little better position to hit this thing, and he's going to throw lightning bolt having failed to connect. He's going to try to throw a bottle of lightning at it.
Okay.
Get it.
Natural one.
Oh! Oh!
No.
Do you want... Can I give Skid
my bottle cap?
No, no, it is fitting.
The dice they grow tumble, fan fumble.
It is fitting to have a natural one in the natural one of cities.
How dare you?
Give me a fumble from Philadelphia.
They will wait for you in the parking lot and beat the shit out of you.
They will not find my limo.
The limo driver will beat the shit out of you.
Oh, all right. Sorry. This took me a second. This is going to be a ranged fumble, right? Ranged fumble.
Yeah. Yes. Ranged from Boney.
Ranged from Boney. All right. Let's see. We've got Ben from Ramsey, New Jersey.
Ben?
No. Suck it, Ben.
Suck
all right.
It, Ben.
Sucks for most, but not all, is the title of this fumble. No matter how good you are in your craft, sometimes you miss with dire consequences.
Oh, no, not dire.
Was dire spelled D-I-E-R-E?
It's a big wolf that comes out.
Your attack misses and ricochets towards your closest ally.
Oh, great.
Unless this misses Skid. Shh.
Are you reading
that? In which case, your attack first hits your intended target for half damage.
Oh!
Then ricochets to your ally for the same amount.
Oh.
I don't want you making fun of my town.
Wow.
Wow!
See? This is the benefit of working the refs for like 5 years.
That is amazing.
Woo!
All right, so you're going to hit him for half, and then it looks like the closest ally in this case would be Eris.
Okay, so 8 points of damage to each.
Okay.
And does the...
I think it would be Suki, just want to point out. Suki. Sir?
No, the closest ally to your target.
Oh, to the target, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to be fair.
That's Pepsi.
I never do.
No.
Oh, wait.
It said, if we go by the wording, we are word sticklers. Your attack misses and ricochets toward your closest ally. It doesn't say closest to
So it
target.
Could be Pepsi.
But yeah, you can have a closest to ricochet off to...
Aldo's equidistant from Suki and Pepsi.
All right, I'll roll a chance here. 1, 2, 3, Suki, 4, 5, 6, Eris. It's 5, so Eris.
It would be not Eris. It would be Pepsi.
It's fine.
All right.
You want to really... go at it there.
You want to keep going on this?
Don't worry.
This isn't going to matter. Hey, it's Christmas. We shouldn't argue.
I'm sorry.
This 8 point of hit points won't matter. We're going to kill it.
Yeah, you're so right.
Will you? Adaldo, do you have more actions?
I would. My first action would be to ask if the secondary effects of the bomb are effective given the result of the fumble.
No.
Okay. Then no.
Okay.
All right. So now I am going to throw a alchemist fire.
Okay. Little fire for the scarecrow.
That is a 32 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay.
You guys are rolling. Where's this rolling been?
That is 13 points of damage.
Yikes.
Plus 2 persistent fire damage.
Okay, that'll tick on his turn. Is it 2 or is it like... Oh yeah, it's alchemist fire. Yeah, 2.
It's
okay.
2.
All right, 2 persistent fire that'll tick at the end of his turn. I'll roll that flat check. Anything else?
That's it. I'm done.
That's a good round. Could have been a lot worse.
Not too bad for a round with a fumble in it.
Let's kick it over to Philadelphia's native son, Joe O'Brien.
Yeah! Do it. Yeah, I think Atticus, he had the same idea as Suki with the lightning bolt, but seeing the way this thing just dodged around it like it was nothing.
Yep.
He's going to try to go for that straight AC hit. So he is going to grab a book from the desk. I should probably put this on Oh, you hit that thing again?
What do you want to do?
Sorry.
What?
You going to put a book up there? What are you going to do?
I'm going to take that book, lift it off the desk, and smack him in the face with it. So I'm going to do a telekinetic projectile.
Is it a paperback?
I think it's a hardcover. It looks like a hardcover to me. Shut up! Here we go.
It's the Great Gatsby.
Rolling to hit. God damn it!
No damage.
That is 24 to hit.
That's a miss. The 35-page paperback flies limply from... your hand.
So stupid. Then I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to recall knowledge on this thing.
Okay.
So give me a. What do you think? Occultism? You think Arcana?
I think occultism. I think also religion.
Ooh, religion. Oh, no, no.
Oh, no.
Let's, no, no.
Oh, no.
Let's do occultism. Here we go. Recalling knowledge to, God, that is a 30. Recall
there you
knowledge
go.
On the occult.
This is a fiend known as a Dorve.
A Dorve.
Oh,
Dorve.
That's that thing Dorve. You put around the edge of your bed.
Yeah.
Yes, a Dorve cover.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. All right, so
a treacherous foe indeed.
These are nasty.
Have you ever tried to put a duvet cover
on? I know,
it's
like
it's
impossible.
So hard. It's so hard really to get hard. In there.
They are spellcasters. Their snakes have horrible venom in them. And 30, that's pretty good. They have a weakness, good 10.
Whoa. Oh, I wish wow. anyone in this party was good.
Divine. No, none of us are any good
only
at anything.
Any of you were good.
Nobody here is good at anything. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So he'll share that with the group.
Okay.
In narrative terms.
Is anyone good? Yeah. What?
What else? Anything else? You guys done?
That's what? The end of my turn.
Okay.
Free action. Fist bump Sydney.
Oh
free
yeah.
Action.
We Suki fist bumps him.
That's a standard. Eris. You are now up. You're stupefied too, but you have frightened this horrible fiend.
So I don't know that I'm in the room still.
No, you don't see your allies at all.
Like,
you're
I can't
just...
really move. Like, what does it mean if I want to move?
You can move. You can move about the space. Feel
about
free to
the
explore
room
the
that
space.
I'm in or the painting.
Basically, if you move about the space, you think you're moving through this landscape, but you're actually just moving within the confines of this room. So if you were to walk all the way to the wall, you would feel like you can't walk any further, even though you're looking out in an endless dark horizon.
She's on the holodeck.
You hear, like, little sounds of your friends, but they sound like they're miles and miles away, and you don't see them.
I want to try to figure out how to get out of that, like, this understanding that I'm not in the room.
You're trapped there forever.
Can... Is there a way that I can roll, like, some knowledge to figure out how to get out?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah, sure.
Occultism?
Sure.
Okay.
Give me an occultism check.
Big math. 35.
You think that until this creature is defeated... You are trapped here. And if you go down here, it's possible that your friends might not be able to save you. You may die in this painting. That's what you think.
That's what I think?
Yep.
Well, if that's what I think...
Are you stalling by any chance?
Then or? I want to cast Dimension Door, but it's complicated because... I'm in a painting, you cast it to a location you can see, but none of this is real.
It's very cool. It's a
super
cool idea.
Interesting. I think you just do it. Here's my guess. Ready? I'm going to throw this right out at you. Just do it. And if the result is bad for you, something bad happens, he's going to give you a bottle cap for doing that. I know.
Oh, yeah. No question. Yeah. He's so generous with them. It's a sure thing.
He's just, but Troy's a big Kate fan.
Yeah.
Shit. So I use one action to do that, and then, I mean, like, it makes sense. I want to use two actions to Dimension Door away from the creature.
Love it.
Do it.
Do it!
Do it.
So, Dad, Dimension Door
yeah, we're just
is where you teleport to another place really fast without having to walk there.
Here's the problem with Dimension Door. You instantly transport yourself and any items you're wearing and holding from your current space to a clear space within range that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot see this room.
Yeah.
So you really can just Dimension Door to another part of this room, but to you, you're still trapped in the painting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I'll still be far away from it.
Sure, yeah. You can Dimension Door away. It would provoke if he has an AOO.
If?
One would think that would be part of the recall knowledge.
Especially
one
with,
would think.
Yeah,
it never,
I mean, like,
it never is. It never is.
It never is. It's the very last piece of information.
It's always the last piece. The most useful piece of information is always the last one he's willing to give out.
Kate, I'm putting you on the hot seat.
You're
Five,
putting me on...
Four. 4.
Dimension door.
3.
Nice.
Where do you go?
I go away from the creature, like back away from it.
Okay. You can control your character. Where do
so
you
I guess
actually
I
go?
Try to go. Well, I can't back up from it.
No.
Exactly.
You can move to the other side of the room, but to you, you're just moving somewhere else in this dark desert.
I try to move as far away from it as I can, so I'm moving as far away from it in the room as I can, which is right by the stairs.
Okay. Shroom! It does not attack you.
Ah. Nice.
Aha.
Had Joe not said anything, you may have earned a bottle cap. It is now...
No. Boo! Boo! I had a bottle cap when I started, and you took it away.
Your heart's an empty hole! Ethel, you're up.
Okay. Ethel is unfortunately 5 feet outside of his stride range on this. So he's going to have to do a sudden charge. So he stride. So
my God, that was so sudden.
It was so sudden. So as for two actions, I stride twice and make one strike.
Stride twice. Good, just do it.
Try this.
That's the holiday season.
The nog is talking.
Scooby-Doo.
It's a 28 to hit.
28 to hit is a miss.
Oh,
with the
shit.
Frightened?
I'm looking to see if frightened affects AC.
It does.
You
is an AC considered a DC?
Yes.
Fuck this game.
Yeah.
That's what you get for taking away my bottle cap.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Okay, 19 points of bludgeoning damage and three points of cold damage.
Ooh, cold. Cold as ice.
That's cold, cold ice. Man. That is cold. So 21 total damage to this thing as you charge up next to it.
That's awesome.
And I'm going to take another swing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Third action. That'll be a 36 to hit.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, damn.
That's a hit.
Is it a crit with the frightened?
Is it a crit?
Is ice. It is not a crit. But what'd you roll?
36.
That is a crit.
Ah!
Yeah!
Critical threat.
Really?
Critical threat.
Was so clutch.
Right?
The frightened at the beginning of this combat is saving our butts. I'll just look up.
Joe, what are you doing right now?
It's 26 now.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. You guys ready?
Oh, no.
No, he doesn't pull a crit. Stop. Okay,
that's don't touch us. 30 points of bludgeoning and 4 points of cold.
God!
Nice!
This wailing on you with my hammer.
You're hammering him. All right. Are you done?
I'm done. Merry Christmas.
You done hammering
Merry
that
Christmas,
fiend?
Baby!
Merry Christmas, Matthew!
Does my stupefy go down on the end of my turn or your turn?
It is permanent. No, it is.
I think yours was for one round.
For one round, yeah. So it'll be...
Oh, you needed to roll a flat check for that dimension jar.
Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
Here we go. The Grinch is in town, I guess.
The Grinch and his little dog.
Have another rule, Rube.
The Grinch and
have
his
another rule.
Little dog.
All right, what is the DC?
18.
7.
Oh, it would have been 7. It's 5 plus all right. 5 by 2. So I'm not stupefied anymore.
Yeah, because it's the beginning of his turn right now, and so your stupefied condition ends. It doesn't matter. He's going to kill Matthew. Not Ethel. Matthew.
He's going to kill.
Here we go. All right, so here's what this piece of shit's going to do. He is going to...
Are we slating?
Let us pray. No,
the creature's turn, take one.
Here's what we're going to do.
First, Revenge of the Creature's Turn.
First, we're going to do a claw.
Okay.
A little claw. Frightened 2. I'm aware that he's frightened 2. Come on, high roll. Shit in my mouth.
Not right. For free.
That is a 28 to hit.
That is a miss.
Yeah!
All right, second attack. With the claw. Frightened. Son of a bitch. Yeah, it's another miss. 23.
That's a miss.
He,
Troy's gonna roll. Troy's gonna roll.
You're totally screwed.
He kills himself. No, I'm gonna attack you one more time. Actually, yeah, fuck this game so hard.
What? All right, you can try to scare me?
Come on, I'm gonna throw this die into the audience if I don't hit you.
Was that neon green?
No.
yeah.
Congratulations.
That die's worthless. It's, what a wasted, horrible turn. It's Suki's turn. Well, speaking of wasted, horrible turns.
What a segue.
See how he lashed out.
Do you have a cup of Sour Patch Kids?
Yes. Do you want some?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There you go.
I smell sex and can't live here.
This turtleneck does not breathe.
I took off my sweater. I was way too hot. Sorry, the Christmas is gone.
It's not a wicking turtleneck.
It's just a mock turtleneck. It ends right here. Yeah. It's a performance turtleneck.
Is it a turtleneck that's just like just this?
Yeah, the mock turtleneck.
It's a bib.
If you pulled
it's
over just, that sweater, we'd see both
just
nipples.
Right. It's just a nipple cover.
So Suki, seeing that Eris is acting very strangely, and is worried about her friend, but also hearing Eris mumble that this is a fiend and she needed to get away from it, Suki then quickly thinking she's going... Oh, that was Atticus. Anyway, so...
who cares?
Oh, yeah, we fist bumped. Oh, yeah, so she just finished fist bumping Atticus, and then she just takes her
one
hand...
One action.
She takes her hand, and she's going to cast Searing Light.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey! Heightened. So I'm going to roll.
Heightened.
Because I'm out of the other spell slot.
Yeah.
So I'm heightening it. But hell yeah, it's going to do so much damage to your ass.
Searing Light. You're going to roll your flat check first?
Nailed that flat check. That's a natural 18.
There you go.
So now let's do my roll to hit. And let's roll
another.
Oh my God,
this is the perfect spell. If the target is a fiend or undead, you deal an extra 5d6 good damage.
Six. Shit.
Bottle cap.
Battle cap.
Bottle cap.
Wait, is it still?
It's now frightened one.
Frightened one. Oh, I got to roll my flat check. I take the 2 persistent damage, and I rolled a 15, so no longer on fire.
Fuck.
Your reward is the extra damage.
I'm gonna do bottle cap.
Yeah.
You're gonna bottle cap the damage roll?
No, I'm gonna bottle cap it to hit. I don't think this is gonna hit.
Okay.
The AC, we know the AC is now what, 27?
It's like 26 or 27.
Yeah, I would have gotten a 26, and I just don't think that's enough.
I don't
enough.
Think that's gonna hit anymore.
And I don't want to lose this spell. All right.
I want you to lose the spell.
Oh, okay. So that's gonna be a 30.
Yes! Yes! That's Searing Light!
Okay, so you're going to take... Oh, my God. I got to use an online roller. 7d6 of fire. The target takes double fire damage as well. Oh, no. Is that a crit success? No, that's just a regular success.
Regular success.
Damn. If it was a crit, you would have taken double good damage because you're a fiend.
It's going to do 5d6 fire and 7d6 good. Excuse me.
No.
7d6 fire and 7d6 good if you've heightened it.
You heightened it.
Wait. Hold on, everybody.
7d6 fire.
Oh, you're right.
And 7d6 good because it's a fiend.
And you heightened it.
You're right.
Phenomenal.
I'm so excited.
Roll it.
I am. Stop yelling at me.
14d6, and then it's going to take another 10 points of damage because if it's weak to good.
Yeah. Good.
You might fucking kill this thing.
Roll faster.
I'm stalling so you can do the math. Sydney, you might kill this in one shot.
You can do this right now.
This is it.
Oh, man, Sydney.
And let's hear it
for Sydney.
Suki focuses all of her energy into this bolt, and it does 45 damage.
It's still very alive.
Oh, my God.
Did you take the extra 10?
Yes, I took the extra 10.
Okay, so that's 2 actions, and then I'm gonna command Pepsi again, and she just yells, and Pepsi's gonna bite.
That Pepsi's got
gonna bite.
Pepsi's gonna miss. Okay. Yeah, that's a 20.
All right, that's okay.
That's okay,
he
Pepsi.
He did some damage last time.
Pepsi's gonna bite again, actually. I forgot. 2 action drawn.
Okay.
Pepsi's gonna miss.
Moving on to Aldo. Aldo had a tough round last time.
That was not that great, but better than I could have hoped.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to try. Aldo is going to get into a flanking position, semi-flanking position. He's going to run across the room.
A little semi-flank.
Nice, a little semi-flank.
Semi-flank sitch.
And he's going to throw another bottle of lightning at this horrible fiend.
What did you say?
That is a 40 to hit.
Ooh. What?
Ooh. Wait. Ooh. No. 30. Sorry, 30. Sorry.
Well, that's a hit.
Okay.
A palpable hit.
Okay, that is 15 points of electricity damage.
Okay.
And the dude is off guard. Until the start of my next turn. It's so funny because we were playing the other night and I was going through my notes and I found the lyrics to Flat Footed, the parody song that I wrote.
You debuted here at the first pass. Yeah,
that's right.
Was anybody in that karaoke room in this room?
No, that was Indianapolis, wasn't it?
Was that Indianapolis?
I think it was Indianapolis.
We did karaoke here in Philly too.
Did we?
We did. Yes. Yeah. We had sushi and then we went to karaoke.
We had sushi and then
no, that's right.
I think it was the karaoke.
Yeah. You're right. Anyways, song's obsolete, so it'll never be sung again.
Off guard, check it and see.
I don't remember the song.
You lost your bonus to your AC. It's like something, something. Now you can't use your dex.
I'll look it up.
Are you attacking again?
I am. So now I am throwing a dread ampule at the creature. That is another 30 to hit.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
I was really excited about this guy.
Okay, that is 11 points of damage.
Poop.
And they're already frightened one. So that was stupid.
Yeah. And we're having a good time.
Yeah. Is that it?
Well, actually, I mean, I guess they would be frightened one until the beginning of...
Yeah, I think you'll basically extend the duration.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah.
That was it.
Okay. Good round. All right, we're good.
I don't want your pity. Come on.
It's too late. They already gave it to you.
It's too late.
Joe, what do you got? What do you got for us here?
Atticus was going to unload with some really powerful spells, but seeing that this creature is weak and sucks.
Throwing that at Joe or at me?
What?
Go birds. How are the Giants doing, Troy? This is the other thing you'll get in Philly, honestly, though, is more sports fans than any other city in our show.
That's true.
And I respect that.
E.S. Eagles! All right, he's going to do the same thing. He's not going to unload his deeper spell list. He's going to keep trying to pummel this creature with a telekinetic projectile, pulling another object off of one of these desks, perhaps an inkwell, and smash it into the creature's face.
Okay.
Come on! Natural 3. Damn it! All right, so that was terrible. Atticus is then going to use his last action to, I think he sees, you know, using his occultism, I think he's going to try to see a weakness within the creature that Ethel can exploit. So he's going to aid Ethel for his last action to show him an opening, perhaps under this creature's wing or something like that. So I'll attempt a occultism check when the situation arises.
Eris.
Hey.
Hey.
What
do you got?
How is it looking generally to me hit point wise?
It's teetering as you stand alone in this landscape like two cowboys ready to duel.
Would it be characterized as near death by the Order of the Amber Dies practices?
I don't think so.
What does that mean?
That means generally it's within one hit of going down.
Yeah, I mean,
well, it depends on the hit.
Within a reasonably strong hit of going down.
Yeah, I think it would take a massive hit to take it out.
So it's hurt. It's injured.
What are you thinking? The key is do as much damage as you can before it gets around to its turn.
I'm just gonna do what I wanna do. So I'm gonna use two actions to cast a spell.
All right.
And I need a basic fortitude save from Neil.
Little basic fort save. Okay, we'll give him minus one for frightened. Here we go. Let's see what his fort is. Probably pretty dece.
Pretty dece.
You're saving so much time.
Dece fort bone.
Dece fort bone?
I am rolling like shit.
Yes!
Troy's gonna roll. Troy's gonna roll.
Tell me.
22.
Fail!
Yeah!
I cast Rip the Spirit.
Oh!
Rip. What is that?
So I use two actions to cast, targeting one living creature in range, and it's 10d6 negative damage.
Ooh. Oh my god.
Instead of 5d6. And if you fail the will save, well, it's just a basic will save, but what it
will
just
or
happened.
Fort? I do a will now.
Oh, sorry, fortitude.
Okay.
Fortitude. Oh my god, sweaty hands. I'm using
10d6.
I'm going to use the online roller.
Okay.
31 points of damage.
Whoa.
Nice.
Whoa.
Still standing.
Now he's near death, I would assume. Ooh.
I would assume. One would assume.
Two actions. That was two. So with my last one, who's going next in the initiative?
In the initiative
Ethel
order,
or
it is Ethel.
Ethel, I'm going to cast Guidance on Ethel.
Very nice.
I'm not there.
You got it.
Oh, yeah, you can't see him. Nice try, cheater.
Oh, shit. I forgot. I'm in the room, but I can't see you. Then I'm going to, since Ethel's. I think I'm alone and I just hit it real big, I'm going to cast Shield on myself.
There you go.
Smart.
There you go.
Nice. All right, Ethel, it is your turn and then the Dorvay.
And Eris is ignoring you. What do you do?
Well, you see her. She's like up in the corner of the wall trying to step away from it and she can't. And she's like, what the hell's going on? I'm like stuck, but I'm in space. And
yeah, you guys see
she's like a panicked
sort of
mime.
Frantically cornering herself back there. What are you going to do, Ethel?
Oddly, Ethel is not thinking about Eris at this moment. He's got the Warhammer for once. He's got the Warhammer and he's got the hatchet. He's like, my ex-wife and I got into so many fights trying to cover you. Double slice.
Yes.
Well, hold on. I have an aid coming. I don't know if it'll do anything.
I rolled. Yeah, it will hopefully help. Hopefully help.
I rolled another natural 3.
Wow.
That's a 25, though.
Well, that's great, because I rolled a natural 2 and a natural 1.
Oh, my.
Boom, 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 boom.
However.
Let's go.
That is a 25 to hit on the Warhammer. Miss.
Miss.
Then the other one's a natural 1.
A natural 1.
Oh, my God.
Any other people from New Jersey?
No, we got Justin from Philadelphia. Maybe. There's probably a Justin in the room, but I see some
hands
up.
Hi, Justin.
Justin, was this you? We're talking about sports. We're talking about sports. You talking about practice?
Practice?
That's the title.
We're not talking about the games.
You've practiced a little more or trusted the process because now you've really done it. You flail your weapon wildly to maintain your balance. Your weapon gets lodged in a crack in the floor, a nearby door, or some other prop. You're professional improvisers. You come up with something reasonable.
Very well put.
It gets lodged in Pepsi.
You must spend an interact action to free your weapon.
All
right, it's my hatchet, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
Good for you.
So it gets lodged on that table right next to the guy.
Instead, I'm going to take a third attack with the Warhammer.
You talking about practice?
You're talking about practice? We're not talking about,
talking about the game.
There
we talking
go.
About the game.
30 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
20 points of bludgeoning and 6 points of cold.
Ooh.
20 points of bludgeoning, 6 points of cold. It is still up.
Oh, no!
If you would hit it with any of those first two attacks, you had it. But now I get one more chance. I have rolled terribly. I hate all of my dice.
You're down one die.
Except this one. This one never steers me wrong.
What one is that?
This is the one from Androids and Aliens that rolled like 6 natural 20s during Starship Combat.
Oh, wow.
I don't even roll that much anymore because it's like a die that cheats.
It's like a weapon of mass destruction.
But since we're
in the
town...
It's regulated by the UN. You can't even use that one anymore.
That die is single-handedly responsible for so much extra editing work on your part.
Yeah.
Since we're in the town of the Tush Push, I figure I can cheat too. Here we go. The brotherly shove. Here we go. I'm going to claw you. Come on, you piece of shit, die. All right. No longer frightened, right?
Yep. No, it's frightened one.
It's frightened one. Okay, that's fine. There's going to be a 36.
That is a regular hit.
Let's go.
Oh, no. Wow. Don't do it.
I haven't
on your way out the door, what are you going to do? Something horrible.
Oh! Almost max damage. Oh! 29 points of slashing damage.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, ow.
First action. Second action, grab. Third action, writhing snakes.
No!
No.
Oh.
That sounds pretty horrible.
As it has you grabbed, all of the snakes start coming out of its folds, underneath the cloak, out of all of the arm sleeves, and start writhing and wrapping around you and just bite, 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 bite. I need you to roll a fortitude save, and you will take a degree of success, one worse than what you actually roll. So if you succeed, you fail. If you fail, you critically fail.
Oh, my God.
If you critically fail,
you double critically fail.
Immediately die and have to leave the stage. Yeah. Says right here.
Oh no!
Did you use your bottle cap?
Oh no!
Did you use your bottle cap?
Did you use it?
I'm gonna use the bottle cap.
Damn. You sit back down, sir.
I'm very excited.
You sit down.
Okay. So that is a 36, but because of my juggernaut feat, if that's a regular success, it becomes a critical success.
Oh, so it cancels it out?
Juggernaut! He's the juggernaut, B-word.
Nothing happens.
Yeah!
Nothing happens.
No, because it was a poison. Just needed to get failure.
Troy, juggernaut. Your thoughts on bottle caps in Pathfinder 2nd Edition?
I should have given out corks since we're in City Winery.
That would have been fun.
Bottle cork.
Bottle cork.
Bottle cork.
I think we just say cork.
I think they're called bottle corks. All right, who wants to end this stupid encounter? Suki! Dumb game.
Yeah, I mean, Suki, I'm running out of spells, too, because we fought Mun, Hollow Mun, and I'm running out of spells, so you know what? I'm just going to draw my composite shortbow, which I never use, because I'm a fucking druid.
The snakes are trying to bite me.
That's a lot of snakes!
There's kind of a lot of them.
I'll shoot the snakes specifically!
I'm starting to lose my calm.
You're grabbed, but don't worry. I've got this.
Why are you shooting at me?
Why do you have a gun? Why are you shooting like a pistol? Are you a drow?
I never use this 357 Magnum because I'm a druid.
Yeah.
But in this situation...
Just hold very still.
She pulls
made
out
of
a Glock.
Wood.
She pulls out a Glock, and she just...
That gun made
it.
Out of wood, druid.
I also read it. In my mind, it was a crossbow, so this made a lot more sense, but it is indeed a shortbow.
Right.
It's like gun at John Malkovich's gun in The Line of Fire.
Yeah.
That's a very inside joke.
That's
if you've seen that.
It's a good movie.
Poopy on a butt. That's a 21.
That's a big old miss with your gun.
Poopy on a butt.
Poopy on a butt.
Stop shooting at me, please.
I can't even hit on my...
I'm really not okay.
My second attack, so I'm going to command Pepsi.
Okay.
As my second action, and I will cast Guidance as my third action on...
You needed an action to pull out your bow, so commanding Pepsi's the last.
You're right. I'll just command Pepsi then. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, Pepsi away.
Why are you sending more snakes?
Yeah,
right. Yeah. The last thing I need is more snakes!
This is classic escalation.
Don't worry, Pepsi can handle it. It's his own kind.
They're trying to eat me alive.
Quite brutal that I'm doing this.
Wow. This whole table.
No, it's not. Just a 7. Woo! You guys ever been there? The die is kind of hard to read and you think it's a 1.
Yep.
So that's going to be a 24. That's a miss.
That's a miss.
Okay, so Pepsi's second attack. He needs a high number.
Don't bite me, snake!
That's a natural 1 for Pepsi.
Oh, my God. No. That's no 7.
Pepsi bites his own tail, I guess.
That's no 7. Oh, my God. It'd be so funny if it bites Ethel.
I'm
a fumbling kind of night.
All right. Do we have Tyler Dorton Beck from Philadelphia in the audience?
This is fine only because it's you, but if Pepsi dies, I fucking hate you, Tyler.
All right, this one is too much butter on that roll.
Oh, no.
Your weapon slips out of your hand, but you're a snake.
Oh, if you're using a natural weapon, you overextended yourself and fall prone. GM should make a reasonable accommodations for a save if this would result in a weapon falling off a cliff or similar result. So basically, you fall prone. You go,
I don't know. Pepsi,
all upside down.
Pepsi pulled a muscle.
No,
poor
I don't
baby.
Think so. I don't think so. I object.
You object?
Yeah, because Tyler Durden was in Ed Norton's head the whole time. He was imaginary. I don't think that fumble should count.
That's
if deep he was cut, real, Skid. I would say, sure.
I agree with Skid, so I guess Pepsi's fine. Thanks, Skid.
Too bad the
Tyler
author of the fumble isn't here to clear it up. Let's go to Aldo's turn.
Thank you.
One more hit, Aldo.
All right, here.
One more hit.
I can't wait to experience this glory.
You earned it.
Here it comes, dude. I can feel it. I can feel it coming.
I'm ready to drink McD's bourbon.
You got a big one, Skid.
In celebration of you.
Okay. Aldo is going to clamber up onto this table next to the fiend. And he's going to shout. It's like, you are nothing but a piece of crap.
Ooh.
And he's going to...
Harsh words.
How dare you?
Is he frightened two again now?
Yeah, now he's frightened four.
He should be frightened four. I'm going to throw a moderate fire. Natural 19.
Whoa!
That was a 38 to hit.
Is he still frightened?
No.
No, I didn't roll my flat check. Oh, that was persistent. I'm so confused. Oh,
you're not, had persistent you're not... damage you didn't take.
No, I wiped out the persistent.
Yeah, he
but
got the
flat. But he's
flat-footed check.
From your bomb from before. Does he remain flat-footed to the beginning of your turn or the end of your turn?
No, he would be not flat-footed anymore, so.
And you rolled a 38?
38.
It's a crit.
Yeah! Yeah! All right.
Skid, describe your kill.
Yeah!
Awesome. He's immolated. He's just like engulfed in flames, and he perishes in the most painful possible way you could imagine.
Wow.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Troy, he's what does dead. A fiend screaming in death sound like?
Yeah.
No.
Professional improviser,
so
ladies and
pathetic.
Gentlemen.
Wow.
Troy LaValle.
No. Shit.
Oh no.
Eris, as it falls, you're just like pulled back into this room and you're standing in the corner cowering. You
like
see Suki flat on her face.
No. Pepsi is like this. And Suki runs over before going to Eris. Pepsi! Oh, my baby! Oh, you're right.
The snakes start to fall away from your body, Ethel. As the creature not as just, it, doesn't just fall to the ground, it like...
As it's immolated, but somehow doesn't injure me at all.
It dissipates.
It's a controlled immolation. It's like the Parks Department. It's what they do.
Controlled burn.
Controlled burn.
Yeah. They're professionals.
Yeah.
So I'm being engulfed by snake bites, and then the snakes all catch on fire.
It's like burning a tick off. You're fine.
Do you want to be on fire?
Ethel goes...
Eris?
Whoa. She's like scratching at the wall. And then she stops. Oh, I heard all of you around me. But I was in like a abyss. That painting. I was in the painting. With the monster
you
alone.
The whole, you were here the
and
entire
I heard you,
time.
But you were far away.
You were not in the painting.
And I tried to get as far away from it as I could, but I couldn't get away from it.
Eris, you're right. You were never in the painting. You were here. What are you talking about?
I was in the painting.
I was in the painting, too, for a moment. And then I sort of got pulled out of it.
Mm.
And now I'm back.
I was also like that. I felt as if I was part of that odd city. Like I was turning into shapes or getting jagged in different places.
I almost got eaten by snakes.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That
also, I'm pretty badly hurt.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, look at him. Oh, no.
You are covered in snake bites.
Yeah, I really hope none of those were poisonous.
They're blowing up. You're swelling.
What?
I think you're allergic.
In addition to the gaping wounds on your body, you're sweating.
Ethel, are you allergic to snakes?
What? I don't know. Should I be?
No. Would you like me to treat wounds? Do we have time? Is there like a downtime? Can I treat wounds?
I hope so. I'm below half my hip points.
Oh, shit.
We didn't heal after the last fight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll treat wounds and I'll let you know. I'll do it right now.
Thanks.
Atticus is going to scamper up and over the table and just try to reach the painting that Eris was standing in front of and attempt to just pull it off the wall, like from the bottom, just try to like rip it down. Because he's just freaked out that like another one of these fiends could emerge from the painting somehow.
You touched the painting.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Before he does, though, just looking around the room as we do, what's in the paintings now? Like, is the figure in the painting or is it not?
As you go to rip it down, you know you don't want to spend too much time looking at it, but it does look empty. No figure. Just a dark, empty landscape.
Well, he still wants to rip it down. See if there's anything behind it or if anything changes when it's down off the wall.
You rip it down, smashes to the floor, and you see a safe on the wall.
Oh!
Behind it.
Are you being serious?
I think I would joke about
this
that.
This is a classic LaValle, like, and the answer to the adventure is right at your fingertips. Like, really? He's like, no, there's nothing there.
There's a safe behind
there
it.
There is really? A safe?
Yeah.
Yes!
That's cool. All right.
Holy shit.
All right,
so yeah, he looks
safe.
At this safe. What does it look like? Is it like a dialy knob situation, or is it a lock?
Combination safe?
Lock with a key, or...
Excellent question. It is a safe.
Ethel, you get 39 hit points back.
Ooh. Yeah, it's just like a classic wall safe, combination wall safe.
Combination wall safe.
There's something here. Could be something valuable. I'm going to try to get it.
Something valuable? In a safe?
Oh, yeah.
Something that
on.
Could help us out now.
I'm going to do a perception check first to see if I notice any traps. Anything
right.
that's
What level perception are you?
I am trained.
Trained, okay. Go ahead and give me a roll.
Okay. That is a 20 perception.
Looks fine.
They thought it was hidden behind the painting. There are no traps. I know this with utmost certainty.
Should we all take
and
a look, maybe?
He slowly reaches... No. His rat claw.
I'm not paying attention. I'm treating Ethel with my healer's gloves. I put on these pristine white gloves, and I touch you again for 16 points more of health.
Oh, thanks. I've got this too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
We high five.
We high five.
Is that good? Are you all right?
I'm still pretty hurt, but it looks like there's cool stuff in a
safe. Wait, what's Atticus doing?
Wait, my friend. I don't mean to impugn your abilities, but you have the equivalent of a bachelor's degree in perception, while I have the equivalent of a master's degree. So let me take a look. 20.
Oh, my God.
I never studied.
You tell him it looks fine.
Yeah. No, you were correct.
Can I go look, too?
Sure.
No, let me.
Did you pick the hardest die to read on a stage 30. You could possibly find?
30.
Oh. 30. The number on the die is the same color as the die. It's a very foolish design.
Yeah. And what level of perception are you? Trained?
Expert.
Expert, okay. It looks fine.
Yep. Cool. Crack that baby open.
I'm actually a master in perception.
Ethel, could you stop speaking for one moment?
Yeah.
I'm trying to hear the inner workings of the lock.
Big Joe fan over here. I like this guy.
This is the Joe side of the room.
It's a big Joe side over here. all right, I'm going to roll a thievery.
Okay, little disable device.
Little disable devicing. Disable devicing. That is a 29. 29.
There you go.
You are able to open it.
Ooh.
It opens and a needle comes flying out.
No! Aldo!
Shit.
You told me it was safe.
You told me it was safe.
I wasn't actually a part of it. I'm
and she said too. She don't blame me, my friend.
It's like when someone hurts themselves and you get mad at them.
It's a 40 to hit.
Jesus.
That is a critical hit.
All right. You only take 2 points of piercing damage, but as the lesser purple worm venom courses through your veins...
Oh, no.
I'd like a fortitude save.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And I am capless. Capless!
Oh, no.
As the purple worm courses faster...
Faster.
Kill.
Faster.
Kill.
Oh, no. I feel funny in my blood. That is a 32. 32.
What do you think of when I said 30, what jumped out at you?
Is it a 32?
32.
You're fine.
Yeah!
Oh, God.
You see, after the needle comes in, it like starts to slowly reset itself. But I'll say there's six of you here. You guys can like fucking destroy it.
Yeah, we'll disable that trap eventually.
Yeah, we all hit it.
You look at
Ethel comes in and just slams it with the hammer.
The needle accidentally hits you in the hand.
More snakes.
There's a bunch of books and stuff in there. No. There's books all over the room. There's a 2,400 gold pieces.
Oh, wow.
Split between four thin leather bags.
Wow.
Now, I may need to convert that for two EI. I'm not sure. There's also a treatise on cabal magic. That could be worth a nice little penny to the right buyer.
Yeah, that's awesome. So is that the primary value I find out of it? Like, it doesn't have spells in it or anything like that?
No, it's gold and this treatise on cabal magic.
Okay.
Kind of a rare treatise.
Well, how much is it worth?
The treatise, possibly 750 gold. Again, I've got to make sure.
I want to look for a hidden compartment in the safe.
Nothing.
Really? You don't even want me to fake
all
something?
All right, I'm going to try.
You find three hidden compartments.
I knew it. Natural 20! That's when I roll natural 20.
There are no
hidden off.
There's nothing. No, it's just gold.
Nothing here but worthless gold.
I throw it out the window.
Yeah. Check the others. And we'll start pulling the paintings off the walls.
Yeah, you pull the paintings off the walls. There's no other safes.
Punching through the canvas of each one.
Just ransacking. With our head first.
There's books.
I'm sure there's a hole behind this.
There's various books and objet d'art in the room. You know, again, could be worth something to the right seller, but I don't know if you have the means of carrying this stuff out.
I'm kind of strong.
You can carry the gold.
Okay. I got decent-sized muscles. Even my ex-wife had to admit that.
Weird character.
I don't know why you think I'm weird. It's when you love someone, you don't stop loving them. Like when you turn your head on them, you just keep loving them.
I think I'm still in the nightmare painting.
Right? Does everyone agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Suki ends Ethel's weird rambling about his ex-wife, and she takes Eris's face.
She was just a very genuine person, you know?
Into her gloved little hands.
Make it stop.
And she says, "Are you all right?"
I think I'm still in the painting. He won't saying gross stuff about his ex-wife again.
Come on, can't take it anymore.
Doesn't he know I like him?
I lead her to the corner. We have a private Goyle moment.
We have a Goyle moment.
And I say, "I'm glad that you're all right. You're no longer in the painting. And you're very safe. And hey, I think Ethel likes you."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't care.
And Suki lowers her hands very knowingly.
"I don't care about that."
"Sorry. I know. Who cares, right?
Boys.
I know. Who even cares? But I just wanted to let you know, in case you cared at a later point in time. That's all. And I think he would have been very upset if you were trapped in a painting for eternity. You ready to go back?"
"Go back where?"
"To the group."
"To the group?"
"We walked over to the corner, remember?"
"We're in the corner still." Mm-hmm.
"Take a deep breath. Take as much time as you need. But this room could be trapped, so..."
"Okay, let's go. Let's go back to the group."
"Okay. Here, hold on." And she wipes a little eyeliner, a little smudge from your tear.
"Here, okay. Okay.
Suki, could you perhaps..." And he just like pulls part of his coat back, and you see a huge gaping wound in his side.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to interrupt your Goyle moment.
It's Gwirl?
Gwirl?
Like
Gwirl?
Gwirl?
I think I said Goyle. Gwirl?
Goyle?
"Why didn't you say anything before you removed the painting from the wall?"
Goyle moment?
No.
Goyle moment.
far too dangerous. You shouldn't...
I think it was the adrenaline. It's running out now, and I'm...
You got stabbed right in the head from that needle. Do you want me to do something about that?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I will.
While you're at it.
Does anyone else need treat wounds? I have continual recovery. I can just...
I'm only 8 hit points down, so unless it's like a
I think I treated you
thing.
With my words.
Do you do you want me to help you with that?
What? Huh? Huh? What? You're here? I didn't even know you were here. I thought I was in a painting still.
I mean, sometimes when I look at you, it looks like you're a painting.
Wow.
These paintings in this room are gross. So.
I meant the other kind.
Well, I got a little scratch.
Let me look at that.
On my hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see it.
It hurts.
Yeah, I see it.
And I take your hand, and I'm like, oh, hang on, I need stuff. And I hide in the other end. I pretend to rummage through my things looking for a bandage, and I come back with a Band-Aid.
Ow.
When I get that feeling,
sexual healing.
Sexual.
Oh, it's on? It's on? Are you sure you're done? You're done?
It's good, yeah.
Thanks. Thank you.
And Suki is sewing Atticus's side, and you get 40
better.
Points. 40 points back as I very cleanly sew it up.
Holy shit! That was really good. That was like all the way back. It's like nothing ever happened.
While this is happening, Aldo is dancing with Werner Hedgehog. He's pulled him out of his neck, and he's just spinning around, dancing with him.
We're so normal. That's the best part. Now we think up, right, is next.
There are stairs leading up that appears to be the only way out of this horrible room. It's dark in here. The dingy paintings make everything feel oppressive in here.
Yes. Let us go up. Perhaps Mun is upstairs.
I am really down on spells, and I just want to say that out loud for whatever reason. Whatever may happen later, really low.
Suki says that while leading the charge up the stairs.
Just so you guys know.
You're going first?
I guess so. I'm drawn to go upstairs.
Which, where do you guys... You can make
Can Ethel go first? I don't want to go first. Get up there, you big boy.
Pepsi should go first.
And I
get Pepsi over.
I'm glad your neck mouth's okay. Okay, I gotta go. And I go. I lead the group upstairs.
You okay. Lead the group up stairs.
Nailed it.
Anticipation. All right. As you start walking up the stairs, you hear clink, 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 dum, 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 clink.
Grenade!
He's got so much PTSD.
The next chamber.
I dive down the stairs.
Tackle the rest of us down the stairs.
It's like Clue. The next chamber is a veritable museum. You don't even get to the top of the landing and you see dozens of books, jars, glass containers of various sizes placed on nearly every horizontal surface in this lab. There's chemicals, there's unidentifiable sludge, the dissected bodies of alien-looking parts of creatures, and a rainbow of various slimes, molds, and fungi.
It's like the Mooter.
You can see some of the larger containers are covered with a thick brown cloth. You don't even get halfway up the stairs and you're overpowered by this stench of bleach, ammonia, and other unidentifiable chemicals filling the air. The steps feel sticky underneath your feet. And in fact, the chemical smell is so overwhelming it starts to make your throat and eyes burn. As I mentioned, there are several jars in the room, some of which are covered. But when you get to the top of the stairs, you see movement behind some of the larger jars, and this creature comes out.
Oh,
oh no.
And as it does, you just hear... and this large, like, patchwork creature comes out. It looks like it's been stitched together with skin and cloth, with bits of hay stuffing out of the seams, coming out of the seams. It's like some horrifying scarecrow. Roll for initiative.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Right back into it. Suki, how, what's your spell situation?
Yeah, Suki, how are you doing with spells?
Great. I got all of them. Actually, more than... I've got so many. Fuck.
All right, so it goes Eris, Suki, Atticus, Aldu, and Urs.
Urs.
I'm going to reveal the room, then we're going to talk about what you see. Oh, man. This is going to be fun.
Don't forget Pepsi.
And Pepsi.
This is the this is the creature that you see. Hello!
Oh, that's a lot bigger than I thought it. Than I was picturing.
The audience is just getting a zoom in on the pecs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a face on one of them.
A face on his pec.
There's face on his boob.
No!
It's boob face.
There's two. He's got another one.
There's two faces on his head.
And he seems to have a large blade for one arm and a wooden punchy hand for the other.
He's got like a wooden cudgel fist and a blade hand.
He also has two faces on his face. Do we talk about that?
There's centipedes crawling on his body.
Oh, no. He's going to be one of those bug guys.
He's like a boogeyman. He's like full of bugs.
What are they called?
You hear this horrible buzzing sound.
Oh, he's filled with bugs.
He's a boogeyman. He is full of bugs.
But we fought one of these guys in Giant Slayer.
Yes.
The golems. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That was one of Atkin's last pieces of art that he did for us.
That's right. I remember that fight.
Aldo, what did you roll?
22.
22 for Aldo Atticus.
29.
29 for Atticus Asuki.
22.
22 for Asuki on Eris.
17, but roll
24.
Sorry,
intimidate.
24. 24. I got to roll intimidate against the will DC. Go.
You roll.
Oh, I roll to intimidate.
Okay. You can do that every initiative,
big
not
math.
Just once per day. Yeah.
I can.
Okay.
It doesn't say that I can't. 35.
Sorry,
there you go.
35. You've made this giant monstrosity afraid. Then again, you are gross. So
she's at least as gross as he is.
You can't even see me, but you know that other thing was scared of me, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me just see here. It's demoralized. Let me just see what traits. Old demoralized.
Like, I can't try to demoralize the same thing over and over again.
It actually is not demoralized. It's immune to...
It is a goal.
Your construct.
Your bullshit. It's immune to your bullshit, is what I'm going to say. All right, so 17 for Eris. Ethel.
26.
26 for Ethel. Joe, you're in your hometown. Your family is here watching.
Son of a bitch.
Don't delay in front of them.
I think.
Don't do it.
There's only one choice.
Your father is here. He picked you up from an orphanage, not far from this very building. When they were like, oh, we were just going to throw this one out. And he's like, good. I was looking for a clearance baby. He's here tonight.
Yeah, he's here.
He was the first
one. Really loves your joke.
Why, tonight's the anniversary.
He's a big Troy fan. My question on the delay situation, which, by the way, is imminent... is, do I see this creature? Down the steps enough that I don't even know about this yet?
Ethel, you see this. What is your verbal reaction, if any?
It's a guy who's made of faces and he's full of bugs. He's got a blade for an arm and a cudgel for a hand.
That's what you hear. You were looking up the landing. You could just see, like, his knee and his feet. You see a large creature in that room, but you can't fully make him out from that part of the stairwell.
He's really big.
But you can see him. I would even say you have... I'll give you line of sight.
Yeah, would you just give me line of sight, dude?
I gave you line of sight.
Dude. All right. Your mistake, bro.
I'm confident.
No, dude, you shouldn't be, because if I can see that dude, I'm going to take him out.
Stop talking like
he's
that.
He just, like, looks over at this horrible thing, and he's just like, little bit of line of sight's all I need, dude. And he just
stop
like,
talking like
that. Wait. And his entire body emanates magical force as 9 magic missiles careen over the stairs. Go, 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 go,
all making contact with the creature.
Okay.
And so, I screwed up. I apologize. No, it's fine. It's just going to take me an extra second.
All right, so that's going to be 94 plus...
Yeah, 94. So that's 30 points of force damage.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Having to roll to hit. Just boom, 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 boom.
And like force damage is the best.
Yep.
Force damage tends to cut through like every like damage resistance.
Yeah, it's a big spell. He was going to use it on that thing downstairs, but after the first round when it couldn't even hit Ethel, he was like, I'll save it. But he does make the choice to use it here because something is wrong with this thing. Something's very wrong with this. And he feels very scared. So yeah, he unleashes one of his more powerful spells of the day.
And you used all three actions to do it.
All three actions to do it. Yes. These missiles just flying toward it.
It up. Ethel, it is your turn.
Really?
Are you going mano a mano with this horrible creature?
I sure hope not.
Wait, how much damage did you do?
30 points.
So Ethel is going. I have to use a double stride. So I'm going to do a sudden charge again.
All right. Do you have to have a clear path to do that?
It is not specified. Just it all says you stride up to twice your speed. It is not the same as 1E. You done?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So you get behind that middle table there. There's jars and like faces looking at you in the jars.
Ugh, so horrifying.
Kind of like following you.
All right. I'll take a swing with the Warhammer.
Okay.
All right, that is going to be 35 to hit.
35. See you, Joe. 35 to hit is a hit. What type of damage are you going to deal?
Bludgeoning. Is it a crit with the frightened?
It is not.
It's
it
not
isn't frightened.
Oh, right. It couldn't
be
frightened.
It can't
be frightened. All right. Very good.
Okay. Terrible damage. That'll be 12 points of bludgeoning and 2 points of cold.
Oof. 12 bludgeoning, 2 cold.
Oof.
You just feel like you're hitting like a hay bale.
Yeah, it seems like bludgeoning is probably one of the worst.
Yeah, so I will try the hatchet. Which
still
does...
going. Okay.
I've got a third action.
I thought you double moved. The sudden charge is
sudden
one
Sudden charge
action.
Is 2 actions. Oh, and then I struck. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
No, the sudden charge includes a strike.
Ah. Yeah. Far be it from me to take an action away from you on Christmas.
28 to hit with
28
the hatchet.
To hit. Is a hit.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, that'll be 14 points of slashing damage.
Now we're talking.
There we go.
As you hit him with 14 points of slashing damage, all these bugs that are crawling around him sort of come out and form a fist and like punch you.
Oh, I did not expect that.
Yep, it's a wasp punch.
Wasp punch.
No.
It's your classic wasp punch. All right, so where the fuck is this thing here? Let's see, it's just warming by. Okay. Oh, man, this is going to be fun. Where's the fucking thing here? Talk amongst yourselves. All right, here we go. 25 to hit.
Miss.
I mean, this is what it should be. You are the frontline fighter. I should rarely hit you. It is now its turn.
Shit.
Oh, okay.
The first thing I'm going to try to do to you...
Oh, God.
It, like, takes its blade, and it tries to slice off a chunk of your skin.
What?
With said...
Is it trying to flens me?
Blade. It's trying to flens you.
I do the flensing here, buddy.
All right. 29.
Hits exactly.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I thought it was a miss. It hits you. And as the knife comes down, it's very like there's a lot of precision involved here. It is actually
like a sushi
carving
chef.
Off your skin. One could say it's flaying you.
Oh.
Oh no. Oh.
So it hits you, it flays you.
Oh.
You take some damage here. You're gonna take 19 points of slashing damage. 2d4 persistent bleed, which will check on your turn.
Oh, no.
Shit.
And then it reaches down and it picks up your skin and it just holds onto it and looks at you.
Oh.
Hey, that's mine.
That's mine.
I need that. It holds the blood in my body.
And it is Suki's turn. Suki, you just saw... Actually, you don't even hear the... Imagine you just hear Ethel go, oh, God, it's flaying me alive!
I don't say it that way.
How do you say it?
Yeah, okay. Oh, guys, weighing me alive.
Oh, that sounds, yeah, that sounds about right.
That,
sounds
more like
that was really Ethel. Okay, I'm going to cast Elemental Form.
Okay.
I am engulfed in flames.
Yeah, how about a little fire, Scarecrow? That's what you say.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
How about a little wait, no, how did Aldo say it? And she turns on her elemental form, and then you hear this deep voice as I turn into this, like, whipping, fiery elemental being. You just hear, how about a little fire, Scarecrow? And she...
Yeah.
Moves up. Oh,
sounds
moves,
just like Craig Kilborn.
Moving on up.
Where
to
do you
the golem guy. Getting much, over there.
How much movement do you have?
50. Get me over there.
Pardon me. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, 50 movement.
All
How
right.
many actions was it to cast the spell?
2.
So you're done.
Fuck.
What, did you say 2d6, Troy? 2d4, 2d6?
2d4, which will tick shortly.
That give me, is, wait a minute. Give me 1 second.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to move.
I think maybe her hand is still on the element.
I actually can't control my character, Troy, so I'm just going to move, actually, just one back from where he is. Actually, he might have reach. He's very big. I'm going to move like 2 back from where he is.
So you just turn to an elemental and you move kind of close to it.
Yeah. And it was
teach him.
Cool as hell.
Yes. Very cool.
So,
you said now, a cool thing in a cool way.
Yeah, thank you, Skid.
We need a good name for Fire Suki.
Lisa!
Lisa?
I'm Lisa.
I am no longer Suki. You may call me Lisa.
Lisa.
All right, Lisa.
Lisa's a base.
I go by Lisa.
Lisa. I keep looking here for a fucking map. Lisa. All right. Great fun.
Lisa.
Multiple A's. Love it.
It is Aldo's turn. Aldo, where are you on the steps?
Aldo is...
You're behind Atticus. Can you see your guys there?
I do. So I'm downstairs. I don't know where I am.
You're basically on the stairs behind Atticus.
I see.
But you're not in that room, so I just put you in this little side.
Oh, I see. Okay. I want to first point out that I am not wearing a Christmas sweater as the passive-aggressive swipe against Troy's love of Christmas. I'm not doing that.
That's how I took it.
It's not. I legitimately forgot to bring one. I have one.
You forgot
instead,
it was Christmas?
I did, because I am honoring my Messiah tonight.
X-Gon, give it to you.
Storm is a pretty good choice.
So, happy DMXmas to all of you.
Yay!
His birthday is actually December 18th, which is pretty close.
What
did you want me to do?
You can do whatever you want. It's your turn.
All right. Aldo is going... He's going to run up the stairs and be instantly horrified by this creature. He's just like... Oh, and he sees another fiery Lisa in front of him. And he takes that as a cue to throw his own bottle of... he's going to do the lightning. He's going to do throw the lightning. Ride the lightning. That is a 27 to hit.
27 to hit. You toss it across the way, and it hits.
Yes!
Oh, awesome. Beautiful.
Okay, that is... That is 14 points of damage.
What kind of damage?
Electricity damage.
Okay.
He is off guard. Until the beginning of my next turn.
Okay.
And then, okay, so a lot of my stuff is not going to actually work very well. So, okay, so now I am going to throw another moderate alchemist fire at him.
It says.
That's a 17 to hit.
That's a big old miss.
Okay, but that is still 5 points of fire damage.
Okay, and it actually goes...
Weak to fucking fire.
Hell yes.
How about a little fire, Scarecrow?
Yeah. So
it's hit by the fire. We now move on to Eris.
Ooh, I hear a lot of crazy stuff going on in that room. So let me see. I've got 25 feet of movement. I'm going to move up right in front of the stairs here.
Okay.
Get a lay of the land. What's going on in here? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Ethel is flayed. What? And I'm going to use a focus spell to cast Malicious Shadow. So this creature's shadow just kind of like it reshapes into like a deadly form. And I'm going to have it be like strangling hands because it's the first example there. And I'm not creative.
What?
And it goes to like make a like a strike against you as okay. I cast it.
Could it be like a maybe, guy with a lighter? Could it be something like that?
Well, since these hands, one of them is like a knife and I want it to do slashing damage, it goes to like just slice at you.
Okay.
And it's a melee spell attack, which means I use like my spell.
Your spell attack.
My spell.
John.
All right. So here we go.
Okay. This will deal damage equal to 1d10 plus your spellcasting ability modifier.
If
you hit.
31.
That is a hit.
Yes.
Nice
work.
So 2d10 plus 5.
Woo!
It's going to be a 20 points of damage.
Yeah. So you're hiding that.
No, it's 2d10 plus 5.
It's 1d10 plus your spellcasting. Unless you heightened it, then it would be 2d10.
No,
it's focus. It automatically heightens.
For me,
pardon?
Yeah, focus
okay,
spell
so
it.
How much damage?
2d, 20.
20 damage.
2d20?
Right, so
amazing.
2d10.
That's awesome.
All right, so...
40 points of damage?
The lights from this room cast like eerie bouncing shadows about this thing's hulking shadow begins strangling it, and it takes 20 points of damage. Do you have another action, or did you have to move?
I moved, and that was two actions. But you don't see the shadow go away.
Mm. Okay.
Or stop trying to kill it.
At that moment, I need Ethel and Lisa.
Oh, no. Lisa!
No, Lisa!
To make a will
Lisa.
Save.
Lisa, no.
Will?
Will.
Does it have to be Will?
Yes.
Isn't that from a movie?
I'd prefer Will.
Lisa.
Okay, that is a 32.
That's weird. I got 10 less than that. 22.
You are not only unaffected, you are immune to this buzzing that's coming from within this stitched-up monstrosity. With your 22, however, you are confused for one round.
Oh no!
You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh, hi, doggy! I'm very confused. What's going on?
Okay, and then it is going to that thing within it is going to come out and punch you again there, Charlie, whatever your name is.
Am I Charlie?
You're Charlie. Okay. In this example, you're Charlie, and it fucking misses.
Yes!
I have not rolled well since I walked into this terrible
town.
That's
right.
That's because this town doesn't want you here. It's letting you know.
Help me.
That's you.
Amazing. Charlie Brown.
Round two. Atticus Grimm.
Atticus Grimm.
Grimm.
Oh. Well, I'm not really sure how this is going to work out, but let's just try it. He's going to scramble up the stairs.
Okay.
Walk. Oh, man. I hate to walk in front of Aldo. Because I don't want to hurt his... Let's see. Oh, I can get
down
to,
in front!
I can get to there.
He shouts.
All right, so he gets 10 feet in front of Aldo,
okay.
Looks at this horrifying creature across the table, and he reaches out his hands. He begins summoning a spell, and this inky black darkness comes out of the ether and starts to gather and slowly works its way over to the creature and then starts to seep into the holes between its stitches. And I'm going to cast Enervation.
Yeah, on it. Nice.
And see if I can just rip it apart from the inside. Any life source it may have. So I need a Fortitude save.
Let me just quickly look at the traits of Enervation.
This could be a problem because if it is a construct...
Necromancy and negative.
Oh, I know. And it is immune to necromancy.
I thought that might be the case because it might not be alive at all.
Shit.
But it was worth a
shot. The bugs are alive.
Is it an area spell or is it a targeted spell?
It is an area spell.
All right, so the bugs... And take that. Let me just check their immunities. Yeah, all right, so continue. You won't affect
the
large creature,
man.
But you have a chance of affecting the bugs that are within.
It's a fortitude save.
Fortitude save, eh? All right, that's going to really separate the men from the boys. I wish I had a D20 that worked.
Why didn't you call your friends at Norse Foundry?
Norse Foundry.
The Joe and Troy dice are on a truck somewhere. Natural one!
Yes!
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 Holy
Natural
shit!
One! Troy's gonna roll! Troy's gonna roll! You're totally screwed!
This is the best show of tour.
This is the best
this
show.
Is very
you were right, Troy. You were right.
Had.
Merry Christmas, you want to roll building alone?
We are having a lot of fun.
The tour's canceled.
This is a very interesting situation.
Every time, Troy
very
rolls
interesting
a one.
Situation.
All right, Nat 1. It's not...
That...
Go ahead. Do what you want to do.
Okay. You feel fine. No, you are going to take 4d8 persistent negative damage.
Oh!
The bugs will.
Okay.
And okay. You become drained 2 and doomed 1.
Wow!
So the doom doesn't really impact you as an NPC, but the drained 2 is going to lower your max HP and your current HP by double your level, right?
Yeah.
So whatever your level is, times 2, your HP max and current goes down that much. And then on your turn, you'll take 4d8 negative damage as the life force of these bugs is just sucked out of them by Atticus's dark arts.
Wow. Amazing.
The Orkin Man is in the building.
Yeah!
Amazing.
Little pest control.
Okay. I hate this. I hate this so much. Are you done?
Yes, that's it.
All right, Ethel... You are standing right next to this thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to debate whether or not to go after it with just the hatchet or if I should use the Warhammer because it's so much more damage on the Warhammer, even if it has a resistance.
Tough call. Tough.
Yeah,
tough,
I'm just going to do a double slice.
Double slice. Go ahead.
Okay, 27 on the Warhammer.
27 on the Warhammer is a hit.
Yes.
And a 27 on the hatchet, too.
Nice.
All right, give me the Warhammer damage.
Warhammer damage.
Warhammer.
Okay, 17 bludgeoning and 1 cold.
Okay.
And 1 cold.
1 cold.
Hammer, don't hurt him.
And then 14 points of slashing.
All right, 14 points of slashing. At that point, the fist of wasps comes out to attack you again.
Of the tired wasps.
The exhausted wasps.
I hit my tray and there's dice everywhere now. And they're all on ones. Yeah. I just rolled a D12. I'm out of my mind right now. Does an 11 hit? No. Alright, this might hit. I'm so out of sorts here. Fuck this game. It is
I can't believe you rolled a natural one on everything.
I'm home with my kids right now. Alright, it is what did I roll? Alright, so 32.
That hits.
Alright, that hits. Oh, actually this is fun. Okay.
I got more. My turn isn't over, by the way. There's more coming.
Shut up. All right, you take 12 points of piercing damage, and you are exposed to the venom of these bugs. Give me a fortitude save.
Uh-oh.
Arguably your best save.
So wait a minute. Let me get this juggernaut thing clear.
I'm talking to Matthew!
Let me get this juggernaut thing clear. Any fortitude save you ever roll, you have a higher success?
That's
yes.
Wild.
Like I said yes. What a wild feat.
That's pretty
And my
good.
Proficiency rank ups to master, though. I think that was true for me already.
Wow.
Not sure. I rolled a natural 17 on this, so that's a 27.
You're fine.
Yeah. Okay. Because I hit with both those strikes, though, I can flens you. Two can play at that game.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Okay. Give me my skin back.
Give me. You took some of my skin. I'll take some of yours.
Shirts give versus me that, skins.
Cut that face right off his boob.
Shirts. Yeah, that's right.
Cut that boob face right off.
Don't give me that look.
So I actually don't know if this is going to affect you, but you take 2d8 persistent bleed damage.
Okay.
And you're off guard. And your resistances to any physical damage types are reduced by 5.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. All right, fine. Remind me about the bleed. He does take bleed.
Okay, great.
All right, but no immediate damage from the flensing. That's just a persistent. Okay. Anything else?
You're off guard.
You're off guard. You're out of order.
I knew you were going to say that.
It is its turn. It takes your skin that it cut off of you, and it starts sewing it to itself really, really fast.
In the middle of the fight?
What a waste of a turn.
Yeah, it just starts stitching.
Does
that have the manipulate trait?
A sewing kit?
It does have the manipulate trait.
Oh, how about that?
It's just like mindlessly stitching your skin to it.
That is going to be a 31 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh!
It's the Warhammer again, but any resistances are reduced by 5.
Oh.
Okay. 21 points of bludgeoning and 3 points of cold.
Okay. All right, so you really fuck it up. I'll tell you, it gained some temporary hit points from, like, stitching your skin to it.
That's pretty messed up.
But then you did more damage to it than it actually came back. So it was a net loss for this.
If I can't have my skin, nobody can.
All right, it's still its turn. That was one action to stitch skin.
It's disgusting. So dirty.
I know, this is gross.
I think I'll try and flay you again. Oh, let me get some bleed damage for you on your turn. Yeah. 2d4 bleed, I'll give it to you, don't worry. Keep your dice right there. Roll a flat check, though, to see if you stay bleeding.
Natural 16.
Yeah, all right, take 3 points of bleed.
Nice job, Ethel.
Man. And I'm gonna try and flay you again.
I take your skin and I slap it over my wound and
yes,
I
got to
stop the bleeding. That's how it works.
That's right.
I think I just crit you 39.
That is a crit.
Oh, no.
Natty 19, 39.
Critical threat.
All right, you're going to take 36 points of slashing damage.
Oofa,
again, a piece of your flesh hits the floor.
Stop taking that.
And the bleed comes back, the 2d4 persistent bleed.
It's like a way bigger piece of flesh.
Oh. Way bigger piece of flesh.
Like his whole butt.
Oh, no.
His whole butt?
Not the butt.
He cut off his butt?
Not the butt.
Not the butt.
It's his best feature.
My shapely buttocks?
That's his best skin.
He's less shapely now.
That's my favorite part of his skin.
All right, Sooks, you're up, but you're confused.
Universally amongst the party. You all agree.
We all voted, and we all it came out.
Your butt is the best.
It won the poll.
All right, I get to randomly determine your targets.
Yeah, Lisa's just going...
Lisa!
No.
Lisa!
What are you going to do, Lisa?
Lisa!
Wait, you're randomly determining.
I'm randomly determining your targets. You have to use all your actions to strike or cast offensive cantrips.
So I can't cast spells while I'm in this form, yes. So I have to strike.
Oh, you can cast cantrips, or yeah, you can just strike.
So I guess I'll strike. Okay. I can't cast while I'm in this spell. I can't cast cantrips.
All right, so who did you roll? And you include the enemy,
too. It's either going to be Eris, Atticus, or Ethel.
Or the enemy.
Or the creature. Everybody calm down.
Or the enemy!
All right, so you're actually going to attack Ethel. So here's what I'm going to have you do. I'm going to have you flank Ethel. You're not going to be flat-footed because they're not friends. But you're going to attack Ethel now with a strike.
I think she's coming to cauterize my wound.
Perhaps.
Lisa!
Oh, hey!
Lisa. Can you cauterize this?
All right, so, man, my attack is pretty good. Not my damage, but my attack is really good. So
crit him.
I'm probably going to hit... Not a crit. Well, we'll see. 31?
It's a hit, not a crit.
Okay.
Hit, not a crit.
You're going to take 1d8 fire and then 1d4 persistent fire. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so really low. 3 fire and then 1 persistent.
Well, that's not going to tick till your turn along with that bleed, yeah. So then attack him
and it'll cauterize the wound, so we'll stop bleeding.
Go ahead and attack him one more time. Just keep things moving.
Okay. I have to.
Yeah. I've randomly determined you have to.
That's a 24.
24.
That misses.
Not going to hit. Okay,
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Whipping out fire.
1d4?
Not until you're...
1. Turn. I rolled the d4. One on the d4.
All right, so it's Aldo's turn. You're no longer confused. I believe that was confused for just one round.
Yeah, right? So I'm no longer confused. Sorry!
You come through. You come through, like, just as you're striking. Aldo, what do you got?
Aldo, I have found the lyrics to Flatfooted.
Oh!
Nice!
Skid, do you want to sing Flatfooted?
I'll sing part of it. I don't know. It's pretty long.
Okay.
Will Aldo start to dance?
Yeah, if you sing it.
Yeah. Well, I'm flat-footed, check it and see. I've got a penalty to my AC. I haven't acted, so I can't use my dex. I'm flat-footed. Second lyric. I see what you have in mind, attacking me from behind. Do you get sneak damage, too? All right, that's it. There's a lot more.
We have a lot of fun here.
Yeah. I'll put the rest of the lyrics up on the website.
My neck is soaked.
All right, so I'm going to... So Aldo is... He's kind of tucked into the corner of the room. He's going to move into the opposite corner, so he has a free path towards this horrible creature.
Okay.
So it's like, how about a little fire, scarecrow, in case you didn't hear before? Moderate fire. That is a 35 to hit.
Oh, he did it. He
got it. That is a hit.
Yes.
That is a hit. He's flat-footed, too, from... Ethel.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That is 16 points of fire damage.
All right. So this is what happens.
Oh, I forgot to. I also forgot you forgot to take the persistent bleed.
Persistent negative. Okay.
It is going to die. Okay. But what happens is when you hit it with this bomb, the fire starts lighting it up, and it kind of just like if you took a piece of paper
like
and
flash lit it with paper.
And when it kind of disappears or parts of it get all burnt, a giant swarm shows up in its place. this thing that was inside of it.
But the swarm takes the negative damage, right?
Yes, the swarm on its turn will take the persistent negative damage.
This is like Inuyasha.
And right? It is a large swarm.
So it's all wasps inside of it.
It's the worst.
That is horrifying.
Yep, just a giant mass of wasps. But the skin stitch is dead.
Nice.
Great. Jeez.
48 persistent negative.
Do you have anything else? Aldo.
Yeah, so it's just like, oh no, I don't like bugs. So he's going to throw. All right, I'm going to go ahead and throw another bottled lightning at them just in case they're not, they don't suffer the same penalties as their host body did.
Gotcha.
That's a 20 to hit.
20 to hit misses.
Okay.
But doesn't critically miss, so it takes splash damage.
5 points of splash electricity damage.
Okay, and I'll tell you this, just because it's fun. It's actually weak to splash damage, so it takes...
Oh, wow, that's awesome. It's fun for me.
Yeah, it is fun for you.
It's really fun for me.
All right, so that's going to be... Man, there's so much shit going on back here. We'll make that that. We'll give you some of that. Okay, all right. All right. Anything else, Aldo?
That's it for me.
That's it for you. Good round. Eris, you're up.
Question.
I'll allow it.
So I cast Malicious Shadow on the straw man.
Yes.
My spell targets one creature. Does it technically not target this swarm of bees? Is the swarm of bees multiple creatures?
They're wasps, and wasps. They are multiple creatures, yes. They cannot be targeted.
Well, cool. Cool, cool, cool. That's fine. So,
but you fucked them up.
Yeah. Is there anything in the room...
No.
That, what? Is there anything in the room I can chuck at it that's, like, on fire or can douse it in, like, corrosiveness or something?
Suki! Yeah, throw Suki.
Throw me!
Yeah.
I mean...
Her name is Lisa?
Yeah, it's Lisa.
Lisa!
I do not answer to Suki!
Eris, you look around the room, there's so many jars full of all sorts of shit. You don't know what you're throwing, and you don't know if you could throw something that could end up contaminating the room and hurting your allies as well. You can't make a quick enough a decision. Maybe Aldo could, but Aldo has bombs. But Aldo could, he's more suited to like figuring out, what is that jar?
This is Aldo's jam!
Yep.
I can't use an action to do this. No. No, no? Okay. That's awesome.
I'd love to yes and you, but it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous idea.
If I were to cast Magic Missile on the swarm of bees, how would that work?
Just, you can do it. It's force damage. Magic Missile is kind of good catch-all. I don't see any reason that wouldn't affect this swarm.
Joe.
By the way, it's not Magic Missile anymore. Isn't it Force Barrage?
I will
is
never.
It? Yeah, I hadn't looked that up.
I will
yet.
Never call it that.
I thank you,
Joe.
I cast Force Barrage.
What happens when I heighten it to level 5?
I like how you think that's more nerdy than Magic Missile.
I grew up. I cut my teeth on
Fireball.
Magic Missile.
I know
you
Magic
have to have
Missile.
It already prepared.
Come on. Man.
Oh, I do. I can't just
it's
be
so
like.
Classic. You can't just like decide to heighten it and replace an already prepared slot. In my understanding, like you have to prepare it at level 5 during your daily preparations.
You know, I was having a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's poopy caca, isn't it?
Before this.
Yeah, he did that to me, too.
Do you do?
I'm trying to figure it out.
You're getting real close to a forced delay. Yeah.
And it's just like, what?
We might have to throw a flag.
Do it at the lower level. Just do it. Who cares?
Do it at the lower level. Yeah. I'm going to cast guidance on Ethel.
Oh, okay.
Shocker.
Give you a little bit. And then I'm going to cast... I'm going to use two actions to cast Magic Missile on the bees.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
So 2d4 plus 1. Here we go. It's 3. Ooh. 5. Wait. 8 points of damage.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
And that's my turn. You see her like, I don't know what to do. Ethel, please. You're going to be fine. And then, pew, pew.
They took my butt.
Not your butt.
They took my butt.
We'll get you.
Butt.
We'll build it back
took
better.
My butt.
Return my butt to me.
I have no butt.
And then it burned up in a blaze of flame.
That's your best asset.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Woo, yeah. Whoa.
Bottle cap. Bottle cap.
Yeah.
Bottle cap.
Why are we walking in Memphis?
Bottle cap.
When I was walking in Memphis.
When I was walking in Memphis. Bottle cap. Bottle cap.
Are you going to deny?
Nah.
Oh, come on.
You're as cold as ice.
All right. Everybody shut up. The swarm stands on Ethel and Lisa's space. Now, I googled the shit out of this. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't get an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think Lisa has one.
I am fire.
That is a 25 to hit.
Plus one if you want
to
use it.
25 to hit the swarm.
26 to hit the swarm.
That will hit the swarm.
Yes!
Nice! Hell yeah.
Beautiful.
So Ethel tries to swat some wasps out of the air. We're the Warhammer.
Yeah. So how much damage?
That's not going to go well.
He does 16 points of bludgeoning and 5 points of cold.
Yeah.
All right, 16 points of bludgeoning. Doesn't all go through, but the cold appears to. Just look at something. This game is so dumb. All right, here we go. God, let me see here. All right, so it washes onto your space. Here's what I need. I need both you, Ethel, and you, Lisa, to make a reflex save.
Easy.
31.
Okay. You will take half damage. Lisa?
Yeah, it's a 25, but
Lisa?
It's a 25.
Okay.
But I am made of fire. Okay. So, like, I am just fire.
You're just fire, yeah. You will take 21 points of damage.
That's fine.
And you will take 10 points of damage.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Ethel. Sorry. I was on Pepsi's page. Give me 2 seconds. Never mind. Pepsi has better reflex than I do.
So what is your roll total?
23.
All right. That's fine. You take 21 points of just stinging. And you're both exposed to the venom of this thing. Both of you give me a fortitude save.
I'm on fire. This seems
fire.
Silly.
26 fortitude.
Okay.
33.
Okay, you're both fine. Now I'll give you another... They're going to sting you again with their final action. Give me another reflex save. It's just... They're all swarming around. Another reflex.
A 31 reflex.
Okay.
22.
Oh, another fail. This is actually going to really fuck you up.
Yeah.
You take 20 points of damage. You take 10 points of damage.
Man.
Give me another fortitude save.
What the heck?
If I critically succeeded on the last one, does that matter?
No.
Just thought I'd ask.
35.
Okay, success.
Okay. Stupid.
30.
Both successes.
That's a critical success.
It's a critical success. All right, so you don't take any poison damage. However, the stings messed up, especially Lisa.
I'm made of... What are they stinging? I am made of fire.
I don't care.
I'm down to less than one-third of my hit points.
Let's go.
A little Christmas killing. Aldo, you are up top around... Three, whatever.
All right, Aldo is just like, they don't like big splash stats. They're terrible. I don't like them. So he's going to throw a... he's going to throw his last moderate bottled lightning.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Yes!
Oh! There it was.
Critical threat, critical threat, critical threat.
That's Norse Foundry for all your random number generating needs.
You got a Philly crit over there, Joe?
Oh, this is amazing. Philly crit from Justin R. this time from Doylestown. Justin R. Doylestown? Any chance? In the back? In the back? Let me hear you in the back. There he is. Nice.
By the all bar.
Radiant John.
John!
Oh, dude, this is amazing.
Okay.
Your John flies with unnatural power. Perhaps a deity of someone in the party decided to assist in the fight. Your damage type changes. That might not be ideal, but your damage type changes to force for this attack.
That might be good, actually.
Double damage plus 1d10 force. Additionally, the light beaming from the projectile is so beautiful, and enemies within 15 feet of the target, including the target, must roll a will save. I don't know if these things probably don't have will.
What is the effect?
Dazzled is the effect. Okay.
All right, so double damage plus 1d10 force.
It's like having a deadly bomb.
Plus the weakness to splash damage, which you already know, which I will add automatically.
So
Radiant John.
That's 34 total force damage.
Okay.
And it was 10 splash damage.
You did 10?
That with the crit, it was 10.
Okay.
So it takes another turn.
Wow.
I mean, you just annihilated this thing.
Yeah!
Now, it's still up, but I'm saying you did so much damage in one attack. And you still have attacks?
I do. Yeah. I have two, potentially. Yeah. Okay, so now I am going to throw... I'm going to throw an acid flask.
Okay.
Not as good. That's a 17 to hit.
It's a miss.
Okay, 5 splash damage.
So I'll tell you right now, it's splash damage 10 is its weakness. So that does another 15 points of damage.
Yes.
Amazing.
On a miss.
All right. Okay, then I'm going to throw a lesser alchemist fire for my last act. That is a 15 to hit.
15 is that's actually a critical failure, so it won't do splash damage.
Okay. Damn it.
I know, that ruined Christmas. Okay. But can Joe save Christmas?
Can Joe save Christmas?
Atticus Grimm!
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. I love you guys.
don't get your hopes up.
No. Don't get your hopes
Frosty
up.
Frosty the Joe Man.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, he is a little paralyzed by these things being swarmed around his allies. There's nothing he's going to be able to do to damage it while it's on the square. It's what?
It's large, right?
Yeah. However, I need to hit it with AoE shit. They're begging me not to delay, Troy.
Not in front of your family.
Okay. All right. Shut up. Would you rather I delay or really hurt Lisa?
I think the choice is clear.
You guys said that so fast. It's really rude to Lisa. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. Joe?
Damn it.
She's so beautiful. Damn it. You can hurt Lisa. She might die.
Come on, man.
Come on. Okay. She's a fiery redhead.
All right. You know what? All right. I'm going to try something I did not want to do, but I think this may work. I might have found a loophole here. He is going to move up right next to the creature, next to all these buzzing creatures, in an effort to not hurt Lisa.
Okay.
And I don't know if they have an AOO, but he is going to cast a spell.
Oh, wow.
Nothing happens.
He goes to cast a spell, and he will cast a lightning bolt all of them. Bing! This electricity surges through this group of wasps, so I need a reflex save.
19.
Total?
Total.
Are you shitting me right now?
There's so many wasps.
Is that a crit fail?
I mean, you hit like 90% of them with that lightning.
Oh my god, dude. You take
56 points of electricity damage.
The swarm is dead.
Yes!
Could I come in here, please?
I remind me of Jalen Hurts. He knows how to finish. Gets the job done.
Got Jalen Hurts over there.
Says Jalen Hurts. Here's my reaction to that crushing kill. I could have been better.
The dread skin stitch falls apart. This hell wasp swarm emerges from it, and you all tactfully take them both out. There are so many jars in this room next to each other, stacked on top of each other, and they're all full of so many things. Now that you're out of combat, you start to take in the scene. There are body parts in some of these jars. There's a tumorous penis in one of them.
Saw that coming.
Hold that for later. Otherworldly chunks of flesh.
I'm going to go check out George Washington's tent.
Aldo's just admiring a tent in the back. There's otherworldly chunks of flesh that are all sort of like magnified by the glass that they're within. They look larger than they actually are. Let me talk about some of the things that really jump out at you.
The fact that Ethel has half a butt.
Oh.
Yes, your butt is lying on the floor.
Oh, great. Well, maybe we can stitch it back on with the tree
wings. We can fix this. She picks up your butt and tries to put it back on. It's like it's upside down.
Unfortunately, I'm immune to tree wounds for another 57 minutes.
I dismiss Lisa. I love her. Bye, Lisa.
Lisa, I'm very busy right now.
Lisa is gone. And Suki says to Ethel, actually, you're not. I have continual recovery, and it's only 10 minutes, so I could treat you again.
But, okay.
Well, no, Suki, I got it.
Oh, of course.
Jesus.
Of course. You go, girl.
Thank
she's
you.
She's holding his butt upside down on him.
That is all. It's just sideways.
It's going to be all right.
Sideways butt.
What's going on back there?
I just can't look.
Looks
looking
good
away
to me.
Oh.
Look, it's smiling.
Oh.
While they're
nailed it.
While they're working on some butt play.
We look at the jars.
This is really up your alley.
Yeah,
you're like drawn in by this, and you start looking at all these different jars, trying to figure out what's going on here. There's a dozen or so all lined up together, containing what looks like eviscerated and dissected flesh. But you know, without even really digging into it, that like all of these jars contain pieces of the same person.
Oh, wow.
Who? It's like Akira.
It's placed in such a way you can just tell they all go together. You see another thing that has like two jars stacked on top of each other, and the bottom jar is larger and contains a torso and a head in the other jar of a ghoul. And you remember ghouls during your time in Lang. So it's like this dead ghoul decapitated with its torso in the other jar. The legs and arms nowhere to be seen. Then there are four enormous glass jars spread out. They're kind of lined up with like one in the middle, two on the sides, and one on top. And the two on the sides contain these massive wings of some horrible-looking insectile creature. And the middle jar seems to have its spine in it. And the top, you would think, is its head. But what's in the jar is this just spherical bit of nonsense with all sort of tentacles, not even like tentacles, but like nodules coming out of it, like dozens and dozens of little protrusions coming out of it. There's no eyes, there's no mouth, but it's very clearly meant to be the head of whatever this creature is. And so Atticus, I imagine while they're doing butt stuff, you're just scanning through, and then the last jar you see that really jumps out at you is one that just has a little piece of tape on it. And it's labeled number 61. And you look at number 61, and it looks like almost like a sheet is suspended in liquid. And and it's kind of
like a bed sheet.
No, it's not. It's like a jar about this big. If you're listening at home, this big. Watch the video. It's about this big, and it's like a napkin, basically, floating there. But as you're watching it, looking like this drowned sheet caught in an unseen current, almost looks like an amorphous sea creature. It flips around, and you see a humanoid face on the other side of the sheet. And it looks at you. And it just like... it like mouths words. And points at the stopper at the top of the jar.
I can read lips. I have lip reading.
You call Aldo over, perhaps?
Aldo.
Aldo, you happen to be walking by.
Yeah, it's like... Crikey! Hang on, I come over.
Gracefully folding in of itself and reappearing again, but you see the face and it's a bit like, open the jar.
It's telling you to open the jar. It must be freed.
Is my butt fixed yet?
To the prisoner.
Nope.
Oh, God.
It seems to be pleading with you now as it folds on itself and then reappears and the face appears. It's pleading with you.
We see like a flash of Atticus remembering being down below, weighed down by all the ash and soot of the
furnace
where he was first found. And it was Aldo that pulled him out of it. And he remembers that fear of being alone and trapped. Someone came to help him. And there's obviously some selfishness to it, too. What could we find out from this? And he's going to reach across to the cork, the bottle cork, on top of this jar. And open it.
Oh my God.
You pull the stopper off. And this little face... you hear it like trying to speak through the water. And now that the stopper is taken off, you can hear this faint little voice. It's like,
my name is Atticus. Who are you?
I am an experiment.
Yes, I see that.
That is so rude.
What is it you seek here on the abominations lie within?
Mun, we seek Mun. Is he here? Has he left?
No, he is gone. He left with the one called Laos.
They left together? When?
Yes.
How long?
I do not know, but I listen to them. They are going to a place called the Mysterium.
Say it again. I can't hear you.
What?
Sorry, Suki can't hear you.
I'm the note taker of the party, and I just can't quite understand what you're saying.
Mysterium. Going to the Mysterium.
Going to Mysterium.
Should we just take him out of the jar?
The last thing.
It would be impossible. It's like trying to get a ship out of a jar. There's no way to
Okay, we won't.
He says
the last thing I heard them talk about. They were concerned about the gods there.
The gods at the Mysterium?
Yes.
What is the Mysterium?
It's the Spider-Man villain?
A library.
A what?
A library.
It's thinking, it's folding.
Kathir.
Oh.
A man called Laos eventually decided that bribery would be the best method to get in. They are looking for a book. which is found in a part of the library called the Soul. The man called Lowls greatly desires the book and the secrets within.
Yes, yes, we know. All too well. So they are there. Kathir, and go into the Mysterium.
I believe so. They spoke at length about this library and the dangerous wards of the Soul of the Mysterium. The man called Lowls spoke fearfully of the Mysterium's guardian, a being known only as the Keeper.
But it could be bribed?
No, the guards could be bribed. The Keeper seemed unknowable to him. But he was worried that he might end up meeting it and not be able to complete his mission.
What can we do for you? Is there a way to restore you?
Are you in pain?
Yes.
Constant. Wait, sorry, we both asked questions. Which one?
Yes, to both.
Oh.
That liquid over there. The blue jar.
And you look over and you see like a tiny blue jar.
Open it. Pour it in here. And end my misery.
He'll do it. He'll grab the jar, open it.
Not a single knowledge jar.
Pour this blue shit in.
Can I do knowledge alchemy?
Yeah.
That is a 35.
You know that Mun was dealing with some very dark alchemy, the taboo, the stuff you're not supposed to do. You think that this may have been a part of the experiment to build these hollow ones. Why he was keeping it here, you don't see 1 through 60 laying around anywhere, but it seems like this was part of his process, perhaps, to create these hollow ones. This might even be a piece of his flesh.
Oh, well. This is a stage of the experiment. There is no life here, per se. Finish him as he wishes.
I have something else that may be of help to you.
Sorry, too late. End of session. No, he holds for a moment.
It's too late.
The man called Lowls also spoke about contacting his old friend in the city of Okeno, the gnoll slaver called Biting Lash.
And when you hear that, you remember that name.
That's who.
That is the gnoll slaver that took you when you came from Australia.
Oh,
to Galarian.
Wow.
He wanted to acquire hirelings to serve as porters and guards. This man called Lowls feared the gnoll. When last I saw them,
man, you sound just like Princess Leia in Jabba's palace.
I'm here to rescue you.
Exactly, right? It's crazy.
When last
I can't see.
Hibernation. Hibernation sickness.
When last I saw them, Mun and Lowls gathered their supplies from here and below and left the Hollow Ones in charge to keep the Darrows in check. In Mun's absence, though, the Darrows have begun to wander to places they should not go.
And as it says that, it kind of like floats on its back and looks up to the next level.
However, even they fear what lies in the attic. Mun's
anomalous friend.
Oh, we heard that term before. Mun's anomalous friend.
Did we?
Yeah.
Who?
What is it?
Who exactly
what is his friend?
His friend. Thank you, Atticus.
I do not know. That is the only way he referred to them. I wish I could give you more if you intend to kill Mun and his friend. I will die in peace.
What's your name?
I don't know.
Pick one.
Pick one.
You could be anything you want to be.
Anything.
Anything.
We need to remember you somehow.
Call me Lisa.
No, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that.
I think actually that
we
was...
We already know Elisa. Taken.
You know what? No, it's all right.
That would be kind of confusing.
It's okay.
Any other name?
I think... hey, guys.
Wait.
We could. It's all right.
Lisa with one A?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's free.
How else would you spell it?
No other way.
Well, there's several...
There's no other way to spell it. Lisa, you shall be from here in memoriam...
Thank you, Lisa.
You've died a hero, Lisa. Well, you're not dead yet. You will die a hero, Lisa.
You're about to die a hero.
Atticus is holding...
Every time you
you're
start
You're moments
thinking,
away from dying a hero, Lisa.
Not yet.
Let me just finish killing this hero.
And you pour this unknown chemical inside of this jar, and you see Lisa... like, almost smile with what little bit of lips it has on this little fold of skin, and then shudders, stills, and slowly floats to the bottom of its container. And in the silence of that moment, you all hear something from above. And we'll see you next year.
Oh!
Oh! The end of the show!
Horrible crying down. Thank you, Billy!
Thank you, Billy!
Love you guys!
Thank you, Billy!
Thank you!
Love you guys! Thank you so much!
Thank you!
Thanks for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. For more podcasts and live streams, visit glasscannonnetwork.com. And for exclusive shows and content you can't find anywhere else, subscribe today at jointhenache.com.